Thank you. Tim Murdoch. You're watching White Rabbit Radio Live. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. This is Easter Sunday at the magical 420. I don't remember when the last time an Easter Sunday happened on Hitler's birthday. Strange, though. Fascinating times we're in. Let's get to some questions here. No, I don't play Escape from Tarkov. I don't play a lot of video games. Especially computer ones, although I got a computer for it these days. Escape from Tarkov is one of those games that, like a first-person shooter that I would like to play. Let's see, I pulled up a stream on it going right now.
Amazing.
Oh, there was
it looks like oh. It's, looks good. First-person shooter. Oh. But it's the type of game that looks to me like highly addictive. It's like a white man's game where there's stuff to collect and stuff to build and so on and so forth, you know? I don't know. How many of you guys play Escape from Tarkov? I know I got PUBG, guys that play PUBG, because I have their usernames, although I got to put them in. But PS5 Pro Time, Tim. Is Escape from Tarkov on PS5? This is for, like, computers, I thought. I don't know. It's like a $35 game. And, you know, I don't know. What's funny is I've never purchased a game for a computer. I don't think. New Battlefield is coming. All right. Blue Nose, you play Tarkov? The last time was 2014. You played Tarkov in 2014? I don't know how old this is. Oh, the last time Hitler had a birthday on 420. What's up, Aaron White? What's up, Global Chat? I appreciate you guys jumping in there. We're open on Entropy, and we're open on, what else are we open on? We're open on Buy Me a Coffee, XMR Chat, so on and so forth, etc. Rumble as well. Never played, need to check it out. It looks very good. It's like one of those very white games where you're building stuff, and you've got like an inventory where you can hoard stuff. I don't know. It's definitely well played. There's no doubt about it. But I've never played it. I've never. Oh, wow. What's this? Woo. Guaranteed access to closed beta, digital copy preload, access to PVE co-op mode, enhanced stash. Oh, you got a bigger stash, expandable PMC pockets. Yeah, you've got to pick whether you're going to be like a scab or a Russian or something like this. Oh, wow. Access to the early test server. Okay. So you can spend some money on this game. I don't know enough about it other than it looks good. Definitely looks good. We've got all kinds of stuff in the news, mostly about crime. Mostly about this guy, Austin Metcalf. His cucked dad, which is one of these very irritating boomers. I think he's a boomer. We've also got more stuff in the news. Jacob Couch left in critical condition after he was struck with a hatchet in Tucson, Arizona. Your average white dad struck by this beast. Nearly decapitated in front of his horrified wife during maniac's hatchet attack at Tucson bus stop. Jesus. The amount of crazy stuff we have in the news. Kristen Couch speaks outside Banner University Medical Center where her husband remains on life support. Yeah. Don't make it racial, though. Don't make it racial. Too many whites will get upset if you make it racial. And we got to love everybody. A little bit impossible. We were coming home because we just couldn't get it together like we needed our family. The two men on their way home to Arab, Alabama, where 13 to 15-year-old daughters were waiting for them. All right. They've been traveling by bus. He was very non-confrontational. First person, he wasn't aggressive. He was kind. He was so kind. Damn. They just got attacked. Crazy. The type of thing we have to put up. You heard Jacob is dead now? Okay. Hold on here. Let's do a search. I didn't see any updates. Okay, charges upgrade. Breaks my heart. Man dies after brutal. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Charges were upgraded for suspect in hatchet attack after victim dies. Amount of shit we have to put up with. Look at that. It's like a meme. Jacob, 32 years old, had been on life support until ultimately dying. A few hours after community vigil was held for him outside Banner University, family members said his heart gave out. He suffered a massive wound to the back of his neck and bled profusely before being rushed to the hospital. The injury cut the artery in the back of his neck in half. It went so deep that it hit his skull. Jeez. Authorities said when Michael was confronted with surveillance video of him in the area of the scene, he confirmed it was him. Michael initially denied any involvement. That's this guy, Daniel Michael, 25. Michael was charged on two counts of aggravated assault and being held on $1 million bond. This stuff is just like an epidemic. GoFundMe account for Jacob Couch has raised $65,000. That's nice. $75,000, $25,000 goal. It's a nice looking fella. I mean, it's tragic the amount of losses we take on just like a day-to-day basis. My family is in need of help, if at all possible. There's been a tragic incident happened to one of our family members in Tucson, Arizona, causing one of our loved ones to be attacked and having to be rushed to surgery. My brother-in-law's in critical condition in the trauma ICU ward at Banner University. Him and my sister were on the way home back to Alabama from California when they got off the bus, can't even get off a bus, and my brother-in-law was attacked. Just got off a bus and was attacked randomly. Since they are so far away and were on their way home, they have no family with them due to Luke's overtime being cut and me just about to start work coming week. We are short on money to fly out and get a possible room for a couple days. I'm hoping to raise money for two people to fly out there and get a room and be able to help our loved ones. If you can donate, just to clarify, the GoFundMe is for myself and Luke's expenses, why we are here due to us being able to be here otherwise. A funeral costs to come back to the trial and important court dates for another account for his 15-year-old daughter. Okay. All right. So, tragic. At least they were allowed to GoFundMe. Wonder how much money crowdfunding will give this. I don't think the black guy's raising any money vis-a-vis crowdfunding. Yeah, they're not going to touch that one. I don't think. But then again, you know, we're always surprised. Global chat. Hail Tim, hail the chat. Aaron White, thank you, sir. Jacob's child was stillborn and they were heading back home. Yeah, it's all rough stuff. Just another day in white America, as they say. This one is the one that we've got a lot of different news to go over tonight on this one. Different reactions and stuff like this. Austin Metcalf, dad reveals he was disrespected after being thrown out of Carmelo Anthony's press conference. Hope to pray with the accused killer's family. Can you imagine? The father of slain teen Austin Metcalf said he hoped he could pray with the family of his son's alleged killer, but wound up feeling disrespected when he showed up early this week at a press conference organized by the accused slayer's kin and got thrown out. Now, they should have pulled me to the front and said, "We are sorry, our condolences." The only thing I would have said was, "Okay, can we pray together and show the world we're united?" It's so sad. It's so sad. Can you imagine being that cuff? Being that cocked? He's gay beyond belief? Yeah, he's bad news. It is absolutely bad news, Orkin, man. I don't know if it can be any worse, but we got more to come of that later. Some stuff to play for you guys. Let me pull up some stuff. Get going with the regular links. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. We'll see what this is about. Lakita says she's about to kick the white girl's ass on behalf of her ancestors. Then she gets beat like some of her ancestors. I don't like this women's fighting. I'm not into it. He's racist against white redneck trash. Well, I think he's racist against anyone white that has an opinion that's different than him. What's up, literally Hitler? Carmella should have stabbed the father. That's funny.
Violence brings me so much peace. And if you're saying, you probably can't understand that statement. If you think you're about to just beat on me, baby, on behalf of my ancestors, you got me fucked up.
She went down fast. This is like a joke. Knocked her right out.
Ancestors, you got me fucked up. Violence brings me so much.
Women's fighting is lame, but that was funny. That was absolutely hilarious. Okay. Rabbit sucked in the United Airlines. How does a rabbit get sucked into an airline's engine? United Airlines plane causes giant fireball, forcing flight to make emergency landing. I've heard of birds. I've heard of that happening to birds, but not rabbits. It's terrible. It's absolutely horrible. Horrible stuff. I've never heard of this before. Is this some type of joke? Put aluminum foil behind your Wi-Fi router and thank me later. What does it do? Does it amplify it? I don't know. Does it amplify it? Oh, we'll have to wait and see. We'll see what we've got here. This kind of was this was surprising. Let me see this. Idaho authorizes death penalty by firing squad for pedophiles. I'm guessing the federal authorities would overrule this stuff somehow, some way. So if there's a pedophile that gets the death penalty, I'm sure someone will step in and give him a pardon or something. Poor Easter Bunny. Yeah, Easter Bunny got rifled through an airline engine, a giant plane's engine. Someone uploaded Hitler reading Mein Kampf in English on YouTube. Uh-oh. Well, they upload Hitler on YouTube all the time. They just take him down, basically. You know, that's my understanding, at least.
Penalty by firing squad for pedophiles. When I told Henrik this, he did not believe it, and then I had to go look it up. And there's
I still don't government believe it.
Little statement.
This is red ice.
On death Too penalty good to be true. For pedophiles. He wanted to expand the statement for this House Bill 380 that was signed last week allowing the death penalty for pedophiles. And he says, just like capital murder destroys lives, aggravated sexual abuse of a young child devastates victims and families for generations. The sexual abuse of children is sickening and evil, and perpetrators convicted of these crimes deserve the ultimate punishment. Idaho also just became the only in-cap state to make death by firing squad the primary method of execution. I commend my partners in the legislature for strengthening Idaho's already powerful tough-on-crime reputation among the states. Now, I know it says conduct with children 12 and younger, right? Aggravated, so that if they were charged, and everyone's like, well, can we just do this?
Hold on a second. This is fascinating.
To all pedophiles, even if we know they're pedophiles, just line them up, you know, in front of the firing squad. But hey, this is a start, and I think some of them will be leaving because they know they might face a firing squad in a state where everyone is armed and wants to see this happen. And it also sends an important message. Don't even think about it.
This legislation ensures that those who commit the most severe offenses against children face significant consequences, sending a clear message that Idaho will not tolerate sexual abuse of our children.
Starting July 1st, the death penalty is on the table for anyone who sexually abuses a child under 12.
This legislation establishes a strong deterrent.
Under House Bill 380, if a defendant meets 3 of 17 criteria, they could be charged with the death penalty.
What we're doing here is we're trying to get the worst of the worst.
Some of those factors include 3 or more incidents of lewd contact with a minor, using force, or transmitting a sexually transmitted disease.
Now, can you volunteer for the firing squad?
Oh, We'll have to see if anyone ever gets that treatment, though. There would probably be a number of appeals. You'd have to make sure, like any other death penalty, that they are guilty. But there's so many pedophiles in the country. I just don't know. I don't know what that would look like. As crazy as that might be. It'd be a wild morning when they televising the actual... the first pedophile to get the firing squad. Yeah. Be a good job to have, I guess. What's going on, guys? If you're not teaching your kids to be racist, you're teaching them to be prey. Devin Stack. Devin Stack's pretty cool. Need to get him back on the show. Let's see here. Let's keep moving here. This is a warm-up. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there and ate enough on Easter Sunday. Happy birthday to the greatest leader. Yeah, we got stuff coming on him. This is from 1989. What was a camera like in 1989?
Oh, hi. We're at McDonald's. See? McDonald's. And we're fixing to go inside and eat breakfast. So, there's inside. Here we come. And we are going... What Greg Cameron is going everywhere with me. And we're waiting in line. I guess I'll say I will look at the menu.
I was waiting for the prices. I didn't know. I can't remember the time when McDonald's had an Oriental chicken salad, $2.69. French fries, $1. I think it was larger. McChicken sandwich. Hold on here. What's a McChicken? McChicken was $1.
Isn't that a great menu? Folks.
Why? McDonald's, 1989. Blast from the past, 1989 haircut. Sony Handcam? Handycam? It's cool stuff, man. Fascinating. Here's the whitest thing you guys will see all evening. This is a white woman who spends her extra time like Devin Stack saving bees. Well, I don't know that Devin saves them. He just does the honey bit. You know? Does a honey bit.
I get so excited when I get a call for a fat swarm of honeybees. I got here just in time before this colony started building underneath this trailer.
Let's save the bees.
When honeybees
she has no suit on.
Get established underneath a trailer, removing them can be difficult. Try to imagine laying underneath your bed with pounds of ooey-gooey, sticky honey dripping in your eyes and little stinging insects trying to kill you. I bet this swarm had at least 20,000 bees. I found the queen immediately once I shook them into the box. Look at how light and beautiful she is. When honeybees swarm, they fill their bellies up with honey and focus only on finding and building their new home. This is how I'm able to handle them so easily. Although I have been stung in the past from swarming bees, so always be careful. After I know I have all the bees in the box, I will bring them home to my apiary.
I'm sure the bees are treated wonderful by this lady. Africanized are the dangerous ones. Yeah, someone's saying that you know they're not African bees or they would have been stinging her. Devin executed a holocaust of bees before. Is that true? Those bees seem to love her. Now, we do have someone's birthday. Let's see. We've got more of these to come later, but let's see what's going on X, the largest platform celebrating Uncle's birthday. I don't even know where they got this song. is well done. Song. Okay, that's the first one. Let's see here. We had a honeybee come to my work to collect a nest. You mean some kind of beekeeper? To collect a nest of them. He had no suit, no smoke, only gloves. He found their queen, put it in a box, and 90% of them went in there. He ate the honey right in front of them and never got a single sting. Got to know what you're doing. Sounds like he does. Now, here's another one. Some of these are rather funny, but these there's just like all kinds of these on X right now. It's pretty crazy. I grabbed a couple I had never seen before. Rudy Hitler dancing. I don't know what to make of this one. Yeah, it's Hitler's birthday, and you know what's coming. We have a couple more of those at the end, but let's get on with the rest of the show here. Joel Davis on emotion optics and how to shift the political center. I think the political center has already shifted, but he probably means keep shifting it. Let's listen before we comment.
Conservatives say you don't want to do anything that makes people upset. Apparently in politics, you just want to make everyone happy. Well, the thing is, if you are happy with the state of our country, you're a fucking idiot at best, or you're straight up fucked in the head. We don't want people to be happy. We want people to be fucking angry.
What?
We're fucking angry. Why do you go in black shirts? You look so militant. Yes! We are fucking militant! Do you think that we are going to beat these fucking Jews without being militants? Do you know what's bad optics? The fucking left-wing rallies where they burn Australian flags, chant death to Australia. That's bad optics. But they fucking win. You know why? Because they have fucking emotion. They don't repress their emotion. And they demand that everyone feel what they're feeling. That's how you win. But also, when the left get emotional, everyone who's normal goes, look at these fucking idiots. I fucking hate these cunts. Right? And there's nothing that pisses them off more than us. So wouldn't it be a great idea to make them really angry at us so that everyone that hates them goes, wait a second, the cunts I'm angry at really hate these guys. So look at these guys. You have an inherent polarity. Because politics is founded on a debate in a liberal democracy. It's founded on an opposition between two positions, and maybe three positions, four positions, and they're vying for your vote, they're vying for your support. It's built on dialectic, is a word you can use to describe it. Now, if you run to the center, all you do is you push that center away from you, because the center is always the balance between the left and the right. So the more that you run towards the center, the more you push the center towards the left. What does the left do? Does the left run to the center? Very rarely. The left turns around and bolts to the left. And it's been doing it for decades. What has happened? The center has shifted with them. Why? Because if you turn around and bolt to the opposite polarity, you stretch the conversation out, and now the center moves. What we're doing is we're turning around and bolting to the fucking right. If you want to move the center to the right, that's how you do it. If you run to the center, you push it to the left. The conservatives are responsible for pushing the center to the left.
He's right about that. We'll have him on the show a week from, what is it, a week from tomorrow, I guess? We'll have to see. We'll have to see what he's up to. The center has moved, but the conservatives are still running some type of controlled opposition campaign, very effectively, for the most part. Online, no, they get annihilated online. But that's par for the course these days. Pope calls for peace, warns against the logic of fear in Easter message. They say his message was pretty scattered. Pope Francis, from the balcony of a loggia of blessings of St. Peter's Basilica, greeted the world with a simple happy Easter. Masters of ceremony read the traditional Urbi et Orbi before imparting his blessing. We have some news coming up here where he basically ditched the vice president or something. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. The Pope threw the vice president under the bus, is what they're saying. I mean, the Pope is a gigantic shitlib. But this kind of surprised me, though. There was a lot of giant liberal donors. Well, this shouldn't surprise me, I don't guess. But I didn't think we would see so many donating to Trump's inauguration. The idea that Robin Hood would donate to a Trump inauguration or Ken Griffin is kind of entertaining to me. So it's like it's standard America fare where you have an inauguration of a new president. And it just really doesn't matter whether they're left or right. They just get all the same support from the same people. Corporate America. Trump's inaugural committee raised nearly $250 million, more than doubling the previous record from corporate America. It's a huge number. Pope called out Vance and Trump's Jew tyranny. He didn't say anything about Jews, though. And we're going to get to that. So Trump, $250 million. I never saw the actual number. That was twice as much as any other inauguration is what they're saying. Trump's White House Easter egg roll is brought to you by Big Tech. This was sponsored. It's pretty funny. The event secured partnerships from Meta, Amazon, YouTube, and other companies. It's the total commercialization of the White House. In Rome, they would just execute whoever was trying to bring businessmen into power. They got to be businessmen. You can't be both. You can't have power if you're a businessman. It's too dangerous. There's a story in Rome. I forget the exact year and who all was involved, but the basics of the story was a businessman tried to help out. A very wealthy benefactor tried to help out after a disaster, and he didn't actually go through the Senate. And they had him basically tried and killed, executed. Can't have a businessman going around the governance of Rome. Smart move. Of course, toward the end, it was a free-for-all. Biden declares Easter Sunday a transgender day of visibility. Yeah, a little bit different between Biden and Trump. A lot of people are making a big deal out of that. I think it's mostly superficial. There is differences, but I think it is definitely optics. Trump's not doing anything. Well, I guess the people behind Trump, the one thing that they did put the hammer down on is trannies. They didn't put the hammer down on gays, but they put the hammer down on trannies and transgender shit and the whole section of the woke shit, you know. And this is his Easter message, or the one that got released all over the place.
Easter Sunday, we celebrate his glorious resurrection and proclaim, as Christians have done for nearly 2,000 years, he is risen. through the pain and sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, we saw God's boundless love and devotion to all humanity. And in that moment of his resurrection, history was forever changed with the promise of everlasting life. As we approach this joyous Easter Sunday, I want to wish Christians everywhere a happy and beautiful and blessed holiday. America is a nation of believers. We need God. We want God. And with his help, we will make our nation stronger, safer, greater, and more prosperous, and much more united than ever before. Thank you to everyone, and have a really happy Easter. Easter Sunday.
All right, standard presidential Easter message. Not going anything overboard. It's not going to be Trans Day of Visibility. They're not doing anything to rock the boat. You know, Elon Musk is running for global dictator of the communist superstate that they want to build, or that they'll be building one morning. So he's got some role to play. And he's clearly a big deal, Elon Musk. Hopefully I'm proven wrong on that, though. Yeah, at least he's saying something about Christians. Yeah, it's just back to the same old, same old. This is what typically presidents have done. It's nothing really unique about it, other than he's not saying it's Trans Day of Visibility or anything like that. A very happy Easter. Trump destroys weak and ineffective judges and radical left lunatics in bizarre Easter Sunday message. All right, what's bizarre about it? All right, happy Easter to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting and scheming so hard to bring murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, and mentally insane well-known MS-13 gang members and wife beaters back into our country. This is his Easter message he typed out. Happy Easter to all the weak and ineffective judges and law enforcement officials who are allowing this sinister attack on our nation to continue, an attack so violent that it will never be forgotten. Sleepy Joe Biden purposely allowed in millions of criminals into our country. So get them out. Throw them out. Start throwing out hundreds of thousands a month. Do something. Judges won't let you. There's going to be some type of showdown. I can feel it between these people that hate Trump and the MAGA people and whatever moves we're going to see next. There's something coming. Technocracy, Inc. It's a competitor of National Socialist. Yeah. Happy Easter, real Jerry Fletcher. But, you know, it's one of those things. Yeah, our boy Scott Adams, Wignat Dilbert, is saying that there's going to be an attempted coup against this Trump. You know, they've got the judges, they're securing everything, they're going to try to overthrow him somehow, some way. Be a wild morning. He's been saying that, so we'll have to wait and see. Pope Francis snubs J.D. Vance with brutal compassion decision. All right. J.D. Vance has made several trips to Europe since becoming VP. He met with Pietro Parolin instead of Pope Francis. All right. J.D. Vance was delivered a lecture on compassion by Pietro Parolin, Pope Francis' second-in-command this weekend. While many expected him to meet Francis himself, Vance, who converted to Catholicism with the support of his wife, Usha, had a meeting with Vatican's second-in-command on Saturday. This followed a significant papal criticism of the Trump administration's harsh stance on migrants. Well, he hasn't done anything yet but kick out some, like, murderers. Yeah, the top of Western civilization is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Now, Pope calls for peace, warns against the logic of fear and Eastern message. Easter message, I should say. Yeah, we're kicking out migrants. We can't kick out migrants in white countries. Everywhere else, he doesn't give a shit. Of course, in this country, we're dealing with an epidemic of this type of shit on the Protestant side. But granted, they'll fight to the death for Jews. Yeah.
We'd just like to ask you about why you don't want to fly commercial. Why have you said that you won't fly commercial? You said that it's like getting into a tube with a bunch of demons. Why do you think that?
No, listen to me just a second. Not the people. The main reason is because of the need If I flew commercial, I'd have to stop 65% of what I'm doing. That's really me.
Isn't it true that you want to fly commercial so that you can fly in luxury? How much money did you pay for Tyler Perry's Gulfstream jet, for example?
Well, for example, that's really none of your business, but...
Isn't it the business of your donors?
Listen, I paid. You kind of caught me off guard here, okay?
Certainly. Well, if you'd like to come out here, I'd like to give you a chance to catch your breath and have a conversation. We don't want to catch you off guard.
I love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listening to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is, oh, yeah. Now, thank you, Lord. Help me. Let me pray.
Let me just ask you a really simple question. A lot of people think it's unbecoming for a preacher to live a life of luxury and to fly around in private jets. What's your response to that?
I wonder if Israel bought him his private jet. Did Israel buy this one? Because Israel buys a lot of them private jets. Jerry Falwell, I'm pretty sure.
To that.
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100, let's see, the latest figures just came out, 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long ways. I had a week off, and I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem.
Look at his eyes.
Without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys.
He bought a plane from Tyler Perry.
He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. I love your eyes. And here's what happened. We flew in 21 days, 70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched 5 continents, and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Again, getting back to the comment. You said that...
Here's the thing. All the people that give this guy money don't have a problem with it. I'd say that the preachers like this are the hardest working, as far as all the guys in power, outside of maybe some of the entrepreneur guys, outside of the guys that are... I'm thinking of like guys that work like 100 hours a week. These guys are very hardworking for the Lord.
That you don't like to fly commercial because you don't...
And they are untouchable. They are tax-free.
...want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that term then? Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Well, let me ask you.
Do you think that people that fly commercial are demons?
Give me a chance to talk, sweetheart. I'll explain this to you. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with...
And you can believe that. He wasn't actually talking about people. He's making some reference to evil spirits getting on planes with him or something like that. This is a hardworking Zionist here. These are the soldiers. These are the ones that replaced the racial politics in the South with Zionism very successfully. They helped. Yeah. Bob Jones, Protestant, hardline institution as late as 2000, 2001, did not allow interracial dating, because it was part of the New World Order and not part of God's plans. This guy, a little bit different story these days. And I'm guessing at one time he was probably a segregationist. Creepy? I don't know what he is. But don't get it wrong. out of all the guys that deserve their private jets, as far as foot soldiers for the particular status quo or Christian Zionism or foot soldiers for God and all that kind of stuff, this guy deserves his private jet. I mean, in the scheme of things, we got all these lazy guys that just sit around counting their money. You know, he's actually out preaching the word of God. is there inflation still in the USA? There has to be. There has to be. Depending on what you're buying, there's going to be wild whiffs of everything. I think it'll be very difficult. We'll talk about that later. Remind me later. The hardest working demon. These guys are hardworking. I mean, he'll get on a plane and fly here, deliver a big sermon. You see his fingers look manicured too. He did a pretty good job of fighting off Inside Edition, and there's none of his followers will have a problem with this. Because they raise fortunes. The amount of money that sections of, let's say, the Bible Belt give to guys like this is astounding. And don't think there aren't black preachers running this game on the African-American community. There are. They run their game as well. These guys take the cake. Trump said it wasn't. What, there wasn't? There's going to be whiffs of inflation. Depending on what there is, there might be deflation on some things. They're talking stagflation is what they're talking about. Well, he's being cornered by Inside Edition or whatever it was. And about his comment about he didn't want to get on a commercial plane because of demons. Well, he's just talking shit. Everything is about some kind of spiritual crisis and a demon. I'm curious to what's going to happen as these two sides in America go at it. This type of Protestantism, Israeli first, which the Jews are clearly on the side of, right? And this right here, I'm instructing all my followers to become Catholic. Catholics are trying to make a move in America. And there's always been some Catholics in America. Good luck. Good luck on it being like all over the place in the South or in the Bible Belt. Bible Belt is Israel's safety belt. 65 Catholic converts at a single parish. 65 became Catholic at St. Anne Catholic Parish in Texas on Easter. And let's see how brown this is. I'm guessing this has to be mixed race in Texas. I mean, come on. Oh, there's some whites in there. Hold on. Looks like Latin American. White woman. White guy. Is that Asian? This looks like two white priests. Alright, there's some whites in there. I wonder if the Catholic Church is growing at all in Western civilization. Yeah, there's going to be a big schism between these two sides that we really don't talk about, but it's like Jews and Protestants versus multiracial Catholics. It's going to be pretty wild. Trump's faith advisor says Christians must visit Israel. I personally think she's Jewish. Paula White.
I have never
done a deep dive on her. Have you guys ever done a deep dive? I mean, there's a reason she's involved.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've been going since about 1986. It made the Bible.
Oh, man, we're going to have to listen to this.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've been going since about 1986. It made the Bible in so many ways come alive. But I fell in love with the people, with the culture, with the nation. I took my children and my grandchildren right before the horrific October 7th attack. And we embedded ourselves. A good friend was having a bar mitzvah. We embedded ourselves within the Orthodox community and had Shabbat together and ate together and fellowship together, studied the Torah together, went all over Israel. And it was.
You know, she's a big deal. She's meeting with Netanyahu. She has Shabbat.
And children right before the October.
Devin Stack did a whole stream on her. I know. I was just looking at this. This came across this morning.
October 7th attack. And we embedded ourselves, a good friend was having a bar mitzvah. We embedded ourselves within the Orthodox community and had Shabbat together and ate together and fellowship together, studied the Torah together.
When Netanyahu's like, get me away from this crazy Jewish woman posing as a Christian.
All over Israel. And it was one of the most memorable, best times that we have had as a family. And so we are so grateful. I encourage Christians all over the world, you must make your journey to Israel.
Listen to Paula.
I say it will be the best.
We will welcome you.
Like
in Jerusalem and Nazareth. And
did she get spit on though?
The Sea of Galilee and all the places that you hear about, they're not somewhere remote. They're real places. They're actually very close to each other. So you can actually see where the Bible happened. You can actually see where it happened.
And
there are remnants too. I mean, there are churches, you know, there's a church right in the Sea of Galilee where Jesus preached.
Oh, yeah.
In Capernaum. It's there. It's standing there. You can stand exactly where Jesus stood. You can walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
See, I'll just
start and the
going.
Hebrew kings.
The Pilgrim's Path.
And the everywhere. And the prophets. All the prophets that you know, Jeremiah, Isaiah, you know.
It's so life transforming. I love going up to Shiloh this past time where Hannah prayed and just meditating there and seeing just the richness of the Bible in its entirety.
How much plastic surgery has she had and how much makeup is she wearing?
It makes everything.
Well, she's just toning it down. She goes crazy in her sermons. She's toning it down for the Bibi Netanyahu.
Thing makes sense. And now the archaeological things that have been discovered and the findings that are still happening really give people such an education that, I'll be honest, they will not get over here in America at 30 minutes in a church or an hour to church service. They certainly won't get in the universities over here.
Well,
it's almost, I say as a Christian, it should be mandated to go to Israel before you get to heaven.
That's a lot.
They certainly won't get in the universities over here.
Well,
it's almost, I say as a Christian, it should be mandated to go to Israel before you get to heaven.
Yikes. Mandated to go to Israel before you get to heaven. I'm sure they'll make that law. Not exactly a Christian teaching, no. No, it's thoroughly modern and very intelligence related. It's very much connected to intelligence services. Modern Christian Zionism, at least. And you know the Mossad got involved. You know, she's had all the plastic surgery. I have Jewish friends. Well, the speculation is she could be part Jewish. I don't know. I think that's one of the Jews' great games, is to say, oh, yeah, you're part of the ancient 12 tribes of Israel and blah, 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 blah. Someone was mentioning Rabbi Shlomo here. That's what I call him, Shmuley. The dildo rabbi that happens to know all the world's leaders. I know all the world's leaders. And let's see what he's saying this Easter, or what they're putting up.
I want you to know that I will die the way I was born, a believing Jew. That there is no power in the universe, including you, God, creator of heaven and earth, he who fills the infinite expanse of space. I, as a Jew, am stronger than you.
Notice how all the kids are talking in the background, like you know, we hear this guy go nuts all the time.
My name is Israel, he who wrestles with God and is victorious. I will die with my faith intact. There is nothing you can do. I want you to know that I will...
All of those kids have no respect for this. It's like they hear this bullshit all the time, and they just don't care.
I will die the way I was born, a believing Jew. That there is no power in the universe, including you, God, creator of heaven and earth, he who fills the infinite expanse of space. I, as a Jew, am stronger than you. My name is Israel, he who wrestles with God and is victorious.
That's what they believe, they wrestle with God.
I will die with my faith
with God.
Intact. There is nothing you can do. I want you...
People in the background probably hear this like every single day, but, you know, yeah, that is what they actually believe. Now, every once in a while, you get like a based priest. I don't even know who this guy is. Does anyone know who this guy is? This one's pretty intriguing. Now, if we had more like this, we might not be in the situation we're in. Instead, we got these cucked popes.
It's interesting that in today's schools, the children are taught less and less history. The one world government and the new world order do not want people to know history. They want people to be dumb, stupid, sheep that can be led where they like, with no pride in their country, no love of their country.
Modern philosophy teaches nonsense. And it's very grave. And that's why the students are faggots.
That's why students are faggots? Hold on here.
Very grave. And that's why the students are faggots.
That's why the students are faggots.
And therefore, when some sweet, soft, mushy-minded liberal says to you, but the existence of God is a question of faith. No, it is not.
God's true church said the artificial use of birth control is a very bad idea. And it's against the law of God. And if people had listened, we wouldn't have since abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, and all of these horrors one after another. And we'd have a bigger number of white babies. Then
bigger a number of white babies.
There are no more white babies. The white race is being diluted and overrun. And the future looks very dark.
Oh, that's racist. You're being a racist.
Germany invaded Russia in order to head off communism as enemies of communism. Nazis were enemies of communism. Communism killed hundreds of millions. Hitler allegedly killed 6 million Jews. It's untrue. It's just not true. It's a fabrication. That so-called Holocaust is quite simply fabrication. You can spend a couple of hours on the internet, and if you seek out the revisionists, the best revisionists, you'll see all the evidence points one way, and all of the emotion points in the other way. The emotion fully backs 6 million Jews wickedly killed in gas chambers by the Nazis. Ooh. All the emotion's on one side. All the evidence is on the other. How on earth, in a couple of years, do you cremate 6 million corpses? It's not possible. With the number of gas ovens that they had, at the most, in at Auschwitz or anywhere, the evidence is just absolutely against, every time. But minds no longer run on evidence. People's minds today are gone. If you've got a half a brain in your head, you'll see in a short space of time that the Holocaust is quite simply a fabrication. 6 million gassed. There wasn't one deadly gas chamber. There wasn't one gas chamber in Nazi Germany which was killing human beings. Not one. Yes, the lies have taken over. It's a world of lies that we're living in. And it's a world of lies that people, the mass of people, want to live in. People don't like the bad fruits, but they do like the bad...
Yeah, this guy should have been Pope.
...roots. So if they cut off the bad fruits, but don't dig up the bad roots, then the bad fruits will simply grow again.
Definitely one of the good ones. It's rare to hear someone speak like that. It's probably why we don't hear it too much. I'm sure he was persecuted relentlessly. I don't know much about him, though. You guys know anything about him? I've seen it before, but I don't know much about him. Sad. We've got stuff coming out of the United Kingdom. I have Mark Collette coming on tomorrow. Islam is taking over Britain. Well, Chislam is. They're going to marry Christianity and Islam into a new faith. And the church is involved.
It's so important that we fight for the UK.
What's up, Trad Dad? Happy Easter to you.
Ever since I've started posting, I have had hundreds and hundreds of DMs a day from people in the UK saying, please do not stop talking about this. We cannot post about it because we will be arrested. We cannot post on Facebook. We cannot share this information because they live in fear of being arrested. My friends in France say the same thing. They cannot speak and share the truth because they live in fear of being arrested, not just censored. Arrested.
Well, that's the way it's going to be until the end.
A lot of you know.
What's up, Trad Dad? Hope you had a nice Easter.
I've lived in the UK for the past 3 years, and I came back when Trump won to fight for them. People have no idea how serious this is and how real this is. They're falling. It's not just like if they fall, it's when they fall. The only thing that will stop it is if all of us in the West, left, right, everyone, if we come together and save them. The leftist ideologies got us into this mess, yes. But this is no longer a left versus right issue. This is protecting the free world. Do you want
freedom? This is about survival.
Freedom? I see so much in my comments too. Well, this is what they get for colonizing the rest of the world. This is what you guys get. So you're going to cut off your nose to spite your face? So you're going to let an entire...
No, this time though they got popes and they've got the House of Saud signing each other's books and stuff like that. They got all kinds of stuff going on now that they didn't have going on then.
Free civilization fall. The entire Western world fall.
A little bit different now than then, I think.
Because you don't like some bit of history that you were taught.
Yeah, but it is a long-term plan.
From hundreds of years ago. Grow up. Do you want the freedoms to protest, whatever you want?
So basically, we've got a bunch of cowards. It's nothing we don't know. And those cowards are causing a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And we got a link to that guy.
Oh, my gosh. It's 10 to 1 in the morning. You're coming to my house. I have an issue with the
police. I don't know if this is recent. They put it up like it was recent.
Police, they've resolved it. Now I'm asking you to leave.
Is it being resolved, is it?
It is. Now it's with my MP.
Yeah, when it comes to Chislam or the marriage of Christianity and Islam, the one that wrote about it, that was writing about it the most, is no less than C.S. Lewis since 1970.
In the morning, you're coming to my house. I have an issue with the police. They've resolved it. Now I'm asking you to leave.
Is it being resolved, is it?
It is now. It's with my MP, yes.
Okay.
Bye.
Is that your son, then?
Good night. I'd like you to leave now, please.
That's okay.
Good night and goodbye.
Is there just a little boy in the address there?
There's me and my son. I am asking you to leave my home.
Just to calm down.
No, I don't need to calm down. You're knocking at my door 10 to
1 a.m., two police officers showed up at a British woman's house to ask for deletion of videos posted on social media.
In the morning. No, my son's autistic and you are triggering him. Please leave. Please leave.
I'm quite satisfied that he's
You are altering his environment and his behavior. Because you goodbye. Behavior. At 12:50 a.m. when an autistic child...
Autistic. Well, here's the thing. There's a lot more whites in Britain than there are in the UK than there are police. That's for damn sure. 250,000 white British girls raped over 25 years, 90% by Muslims, viral video explained. They're running this on conservative media. So you're going to continue to get talks of unity along with talks of polarization between Christians and Muslims. It's going to prove to be a wild collision course if they ever set the dogs loose, really set the dogs loose and try to do something technological, which is what they've always talked about, you know, bring out a hologram of something, or we'll have to see when they do it. But it's going to definitely be, in my opinion, a bloodbath if it goes down that particular road. If they actually take it to another level besides just talk and the Pope signing, getting a Quran from the House of Saud and vice versa. And if they ever go to the next level, it's destined for some type of bloodbath. Richard Williamson, okay, is a bishop, English traditionalist, Catholic bishop, and Holocaust denier. Oh, there you go. 1940 to January 2025. Oh, he just passed away. He's one of the four Society of St. Pius the X priests illicitly consecrated as bishops by Archbishop Marcel, which I can't pronounce, for which Pope John Paul II declared he had incurred ipso facto automatic excommunication. Yeah, there says it all, right? Traditionalist Catholic. Bishop with controversial views. He was the last of the white and normal bishops. Conviction for Holocaust denial. German prosecution announced the launch of a criminal investigation. 2009. This is where I first heard of him, probably. Well, these guys are out there. Excommunicated. He's dead now. Died in January. Last of the greats. Should have been Pope, someone said. 100% correct. 100% correct. No arguing that one. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there and enjoying the show. I keep getting asked what's going on with Odyssey, are they, and the subs and stuff like that. I haven't made a decision yet. When I make a decision, you'll be the first to know. As of right now, you're not getting charged anything because Odyssey cannot process anything I haven't shut down everything. One morning, if I decide to, I'll shut everything down. I'll just move all streaming to Rumble, then decide what to do. I mean, Buy Me a Coffee is up, and we're going to have memberships up on there, which runs down the same path as Odyssey. But Odyssey can't, I don't know what Odyssey's going to do. Let's just put it to you that way. But I haven't decided what I'm going to do until I figure out what their timetable is. If they don't give me a timetable, then I'm going to automatically figure it out. So you guys know where the Rumble's at. You know where the Entropy's at. You should know where the Buy Me a Coffee's at. Because I just don't know. I'll have to get the numbers way back up, which will happen over time. But the longer you are around, this is one of the challenges for the Red Ices or anyone else that's been around for a long time, TRS. If something happens to a particular service and you've got all these people in on the service, it takes anywhere from, I mean, if you're brand new, it could be overnight. But if you've been around for more than 2 or 3 years, it can take 90 days for people to, I didn't realize they weren't charging anymore. I didn't realize the paywall moved and so on and so forth. It just takes time. But, you know, where's your merch at White Rabbit Radio? It's at the link below. But you can hit the Buy Me a Coffee. That goes right to us. You can hit Rumble. But the paywall will be a monthly recurring Buy Me a Coffee. It'll go up to 10. $7 is good if I got Rumble or if I got some kind of, or if I got some service like Odyssey. But if it's not Odyssey and we're pushing back to the paywall, I don't know if I'm going to stop streaming as much and just start putting stuff up on the paywall. It really depends on you guys. You guys get what you pay for with me. You get what you want. I mean, if you want free shows, support them. If you don't, you won't have any. I'm always going to do probably, you know, I don't want to have to push to the paywall unless I absolutely have to. And I would go into reasons that I have to at that time. But you guys, there's plenty of ways to support us. And I don't sit around I don't even tweet out links and stuff like that to Buy Me a Coffee or Entropy and stuff like that. But you know how to support White Rabbit Radio. You can also send in subs. Yeah, you can do anything you want to do, basically. We're trying to keep enough options open at all possible. I hope Odyssey comes back because that'll rehash all the memberships, although you will have to sign up again under Odyssey. That's how it's going to work. So it is what it is. We get what we effing deserve. Merch found at Entropy link. No, there's a link below to the merch if you look, I think. Or is there not a link below? Yeah, Viral Style, right here. There should be stuff up there. I need to bring out a new card as well. I need to do a Shopify like Mr. Medicar. You guys keep telling me that. But no, it's just we'll work through it week by week. But there's plenty of ways you guys can. I do not have the memberships act. I mean, I don't have any way to do a membership on Buy Me a Coffee yet, but that'll happen in the next probably week. You would just send in your username for White Rabbit Radio along with whatever, you know, 6 month, 12 month, 2 year. We'll do 3 month as well and probably even monthly. I don't know. Maybe not monthly. It'll probably go 3 months at a time. Yeah, it's always in the description. There's a Viral Style link, you know. But I do appreciate you guys supporting the show. But so, you know, everyone keeps asking, what's up with Odyssey? No one's being charged anything. Stripe yanked Odyssey's API, which is kind of, all of Odyssey got the white nationalist treatment. You know, will they get someone else? I'm sure they will in time. Will anyone be there? I don't know. You can't wait forever. You know, you've got to, like, figure out what you want to do. And so, do I check my P.O. box regularly? I asked earlier, but I've been in and out of the room. Yeah. Yeah. Once a week or so. If there's something in there, I get notified. So let's put it to you that way. But you guys have been sending in stuff quite regularly. So, yes, you can do whatever you want, however you want. Just make anything out to Tim Murdoch. Cash, you guys do all kinds of things. There are lots of base young men entering the priesthood, thank God. Really? To be celibate? That's the only thing about the priesthood that I always thought, the Catholic priesthood, that I thought really damaged Western civilization was the celibacy, which I know that was very controversial and still remains controversial. many people believe the conspiracies is that, you know, it should have never been. And the reason it was is to drag in all kinds of other stuff. A gold coin. Yeah, you can send gold coins, I guess. Cash, gold coins. All goes into the business bank account. Although I don't know what I do with a gold coin. Never got a gold coin. I have got currency from like Zimbabwe and stuff like that. A Rhodesia currency, I think. Which I don't think is worth anything, but it makes for a good show. Hold on, let's get up to Lucas Gage. But no, I do not know what's going on with Odyssey. When I know, you'll know. When I decide to do something, you'll be the first to know. I'll post something on Odyssey. Just go to Rumble and, you know, what to do with support. But I haven't, like, disconnected any of the memberships on Odyssey or anything like that. I'm just kind of, it's kind of in limbo at the moment. I'll decide the next couple weeks, I guess. Attacking celibacy is the Jew's trick to make degeneracy equal to being adult. Well, if you're not marrying your best and brightest, then they're going into the priesthood. Because think about all the brilliant men that went into the priesthood, as far as the Catholic priesthood, that weren't allowed to get married. It's very dysgenic, is what many believe. You know, let's take the best and brightest, and let's make sure they can't get married. Now, the Orthodox isn't like that, per se, depending on what you're looking at. So, you know. It just depends on how you want to look at it. There's a long argument over it. I think priests should have been able to get married the whole time. It also takes out, I don't think you'd have anywhere near the level of pedophilia and all the degenerate stuff that has attacked the priesthood, at least the Catholic priesthood, you know, of late, over the years, if they were bringing in actual married men or men were allowed to get married.
Because, you know, Myron could dish shit out. He could fucking scream at bitches all fucking day. Right? He could be like, yo, you...
No, that's just my opinion, but...
Because, you know, Myron could dish shit out.
Oh, he's going after Myron Gaines. This is a good call. Let's see. They're saying, Gage, this rant is a good one, Tim. This rant is a good one. Let's listen. I have to get General Gage back on.
Because, you know, Myron could dish shit out. He could fucking scream at bitches all fucking day. Right? He could be like, yo, you dumb bitch, hoe, nigga, that. But here's a man saying, yo, bro, what are you doing, man? And I'm doing it as friendly as I fucking can. But it's like, now you're shitting on me. Right? Now you're saying, my position's low IQ. Really? Really? Is it really, bro? Okay. All right. It's low IQ. I get it. I'm low IQ because you got Jewish friends who manage you. And you want to be friends with Laura Loomer, the psychopath bitch who says glass Gaza. And you want to support all these fucking Jews that are usurp everything because that's what they fucking do. But I'm low IQ. All right. All right. That's awesome, bro. Based. That's fucking based. So I don't think it's right. If you're going to play patty cake, don't fucking shit on those of us who've been doing this for much longer, who are dead fucking serious, that don't give a fuck about our YouTube channel because I don't even have one, or super chats, or what anyone else fucking feels. No one needs to hate anybody. My position on anti-Semitism is similar to Goebbels. It's hygienic. That's what it is. It's, you know what? Maybe there's some good ones, but no thanks. No thank you. I'm okay without them. We don't need them. So it really bothers me when someone is now in the front somehow. A lot of them are doing this, by the way. Oh, it's not all of them. Okay, fine. Teach everybody it's not all of them. So then if it's not all of them and everyone thinks the same way, guess what? Jewish supremacy is never going anywhere. It's never going anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere because of this soft message. This is softball. And everyone's giving them a fucking in and they're going to see. And eventually they're going to get stabbed in the back. It's inevitable. But he said what he said on the stream. And it looks like when he says low IQ, you say, so you're stupid. That's like, he's got to be talking shit about me at this point. Because I do think it's all of them. You know who else thinks it's all of them? Fucking every genius we've ever had thinks it's all of them. Every great white man in history that has been condemned for thousands of years said the same thing I've said. That doesn't mean all of them are going to kill you or all of them are going to steal from you. But all of them are Jews, and Jewishness comes with baggage when it comes with Holocaust. I mean, he's promoting Laura Loomer, this one. Why is he promoting Laura? What, excuse me, Laura Loomer is literally saying, fuck those kids. I'm seeing, like, literally, Gaza should be glassed. But we got to be...
I assume this would happen. I assume there would be a call out of these particular elements, like Myron Gaines, that came on the JQ. But, you know, we don't know really how sincere they are. Now, there's definitely some sincere Muslims. But how sincere can you be? If you're in this system, maybe for a length of time, you can be sincere, but you're going to start getting hammered right, left and center.
Tactical, really? So what's tactical about teaching other people to allow this insane behavior, whether it's the manager calling people up and trying to get them fired from their job, whether it's Laura Loomer, who's literally a fucking Zionist, for God's sake. So they're against Zionism, but we're going to promote Zionism and a fucking Zionist who looks like the fucking thing from Saw. This is what we're doing?
Have you noticed how much the use of profanity has increased online? It's almost constant anymore. Yeah, I try not to swear too much.
This is the...
I cut it out of my private life as well. Like, I try not to swear a lot. I think it's crass. I think it's overdone. You don't have to swear every 5 minutes.
Movement, this is bullshit. And I'm going to fucking say it's bullshit. And I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. This isn't a fucking game for me, goddammit.
Fuckity fuck, goddammit. I don't think you have to swear that much to make your point.
Let's play patty cake. So we're going to play patty cake, and then we're going to shit on the guys who are not playing patty cake and say it's low IQ and it's fucking stupid. I'm telling all my viewers, don't take the fucking risk. I don't give a fuck if there are.
I think it is. I think if you're working like, I'm thinking of my buddy that's a plumber. I think, you know, if you drop a tool, if you drop a particular toolkit on your foot, you know, a tool chest on your foot, you're not going to be jumping around saying spring is here. You're going to say fuckity fuck. But you know what I'm saying. If you got little kids, I'm sure you pretty much keep your, you know, you try not to swear too much. Just really depends on the context.
We're good Jews. It's not worth.
I don't think anyone realizes how much swearing is done these days.
Taking the risk. That's what I've been saying. And that's low IQ, apparently.
I mean, I don't judge people for it. I realize it's the state of the world. I don't judge like Gage just because he swears a lot. Joel Davis was, I noticed Joel Davis swearing a lot in his last speech. It's just not something, it's something I try not to do personally. I realize it's a sign of the times.
Well, it's not low IQ. You know what's low IQ? Thinking we could play patty cake with these fucking monsters who have a history record.
Yeah, it seems like that you can get, I mean, it's a normal speech pattern these days is to curse a lot. So to get attention and to seem normal, I guess you would have to curse a lot. There's a particular point of view, I guess.
People want to talk shit about blacks. These fucking creatures are worse. The black will rob you in your wallet?
Fuckity fuck, we're in the end game, exactly.
He'll jump you, take your shoes. The Jew will take your fucking entire treasury. Black person will kill you, maybe, your friend. Jew will kill your whole people.
Joe usually doesn't swear. Maybe he was mad. That's true. He's trying to make a point, getting emotional, that type of thing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, it's nothing I go all in on. I don't do podcasts telling people not to swear or anything like that. I just try in my private life not to swear so much.
Who has a bigger death toll, blacks or Jews?
It's used as emphasis. It definitely is in the common conversation, like in this.
How much damage do blacks do compared to Jews? Blacks could burn down a city block. The Jew will burn down your entire country. Ask the people in Dresden.
I don't know. Classic white nationalism 101, they kind of go together.
Ask the people of Hiroshima.
If you work at trades or military grunts, you swear, yeah. These days, not at one time. That's thoroughly modern. You know what I mean? Our fathers and grandfathers didn't swear at work. If you were to, let's say, in my grandfather's time, walk in a southern town at a bank and swear in front of a woman, there'd be a big problem. You'd probably get your ass whipped. These days, it's no big deal. Women, men, everyone swears. It is what it is. Don't run for politics with a sailor mouth, all I say. Well.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Even politicians swear a lot. Donald Trump swears all the time.
Because what was the Manhattan Project? Oppenheimer. I'm just tired of everyone. It's like almost everyone's a fucking controlled fucking op. It's like, is it all of them? Is everyone I watch controlled opposition?
Yes.
Is that the case? Are they all playing tactical patty cake or are they all controlled opposition? I don't fucking know anymore. But I'm not just making this shit up. You know how hard it was to swallow the pill that it's all of them? It took me 13 fucking years to get to this point. 13 fucking years. And we got guys waking up 6 months ago, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, telling us that, no, that's low IQ. The fucking chutzpah of that fucking comment is like disgusting.
Yeah, not liking Jews under his particular formula. It's always what it is. Not liking a certain group under a particular formula to that person is low IQ. Yeah, everything is sliding. Yeah, it's a sign of the times. Sign of the times. Yeah, even the president swears. I already said that. It's nothing I go all in over. It's just something I take the traditional view that too much. But what are you going to do? I'm going to regulate speech. I just do what I do. If you want to use profanity to get attention, just say Jew, 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 Jew. You have a point there, Jupiter 5. The one common denominator in TKD, regardless of controlled ops out there. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a Rumble thing. No one likes hitting the thumbs up button. I don't even pay attention. I have class. I try not to. I guess it was the way I was brought up. Like this time of year, I would be spending Easter with my great-grandfather in the South, and you just wouldn't swear. You just wouldn't swear at all. No, these days, we got presidents swearing, so it is what it is. You know? Yeah. It's nothing I go all in at. I just notice it when someone swears a lot. Although Gage is mad. He was being called a name by Myron Gaines, low IQ. Gage isn't low IQ just because he distrusts Jews. The stream was fire. He's not exaggerating. All right, hold on here. Let's watch this again. Let's see what they're saying is fire.
I've realized they won't even retweet me anymore. They won't even put a heart because they're scared. Then why the fuck are you following me? You think the enemy can't go, you're following Lucas Gage, bro. Look at this. Like, I support everyone I can. I put my neck out for everyone. I defend everybody. And then what do I get in return? Fucking nothing. Literally silence. And then I get shit on. Well, he's too brutish. He's too much. He's unstable. He's a bad look. Bad look to what?
Well, wait a minute. Myron Gaines. Does Myron Gaines like the Armenian anti-Semite, Blazarian? Does Myron Gaines and Blazarian get along? Because Blazarian's, you know, he's charting the course. He's taking on the senior advisor, and his senior advisor is DD, my understanding. I don't know for sure, but David Duke. He talks to David Duke every day. Wolf Circa, I was raised by third generation Marine. It was a lot of fucking cussing and racial slurs. Well, now racial slurs and cussing do not necessarily are mutually exclusive. And my upbringing, racial slurs somewhat were quite common, but that's just like common language. Swearing not so much. F bombs are off the chart. A sign of not being listened to. Well, I don't know. I think it's just a sign of the society as a whole.
Fucking book club? What is this shit? Bad look for what? We're at fucking war, goddammit. But see, these people don't look at it like that. They think it's a fucking business deal. It's bad for business, bro. I don't want him on here because this will happen. Or can't speak like him because you might scare the normies away. Who are you going to attract? Autistic spurgs with money who are never going to get in the trenches? They'll never do anything. These rich people won't do a fucking thing.
He's right.
I promise you that. They would have done it already. Don't you understand? If money will make you free, They would have done it long ago, but they're fucking scared. They're little bitches. They want to keep their little money and they want to keep their houses and cars. And that's why they'll never do a fucking thing, goddammit. But hey, let's listen to people who just, all they do is yap all day. They've never been to war. They don't understand fucking human psychology. Let's listen to these professional fucking yappers and commentators and political pundits. They'll get us out of this mess. I promise you guys, while they shit on everyone else doing everything in the real world, whether they're building a town or whether they're building groups in real life, everyone's a federal agent, but these fucking commentators all day speaking about the fucking news as if the news matters at all. Am I fucking wrong too? Is this a bad take? Is this unpopular? Am I fucking wrong? Knowing the news will get us out of this mess? Just because we know what fucking Trump said, that's going to stop the Iranian fucking invasion? That's going to stop the strikes? No, it's not.
It's a Sunday sermon right there. It's an Easter morning sermon. Yeah. Well, he's getting pissed on. Let's see here. My stream last night was the most important stream I ever made because it's about everyone. I say what everyone's thinking and feeling about this movement going in the wrong direction. We don't have a movement, my friend. I told you long ago, we have a struggle. And they're going to be bringing in everything left, right, and center. You know? Everyone's posting to 420. It's 420. We have more to come. Played some earlier. It is a Sunday sermon. I mean, you got these guys with contracts making good money on YouTube. They're canceled from YouTube, but they're not canceled from Rumble. They're not canceled from the system. And they've got, what, Jewish agents? and I don't know who has a Jewish agent. So I don't know if Myron Gaines does, but some of them do, and they're over here. You know, Gage doesn't have any of that. He doesn't have any of that. But, you know, he's been on every head trip from here to Estalon, but he is where he is right now. Definitely outspoken on certain things. He's making fun of Jake Lang. We'll get to Jake Lang. Yeah, Whitey, make sure you do what this Jew says. Hurry, no Jews ever.
There's the blood stain. There is the blood stain. It's red still. Austin.
He's got a cross
Metcalf's
on.
Metcalf's blood.
Everyone's talking about that this is some type of op. I assume so. You know, I'm not saying it was op to begin with, but it definitely seems like it turned into one. Protesters spotted outside of Vice President J.D. Vance's house. Can you imagine these people? These are the Democrats going at it with the MAGAs, guys, the MAGATARDs. Can you imagine what that war would look like?
Bow down, we say stand up. They say bow down, we say stand up.
Look at that. Look at that Democrat lesbian or whatever here in the green hat. And the tattoo arm. Lime green hat. Look at the belly. What is that? Man, woman. Palestinian scarf. Khalifa. Imagine what that war would look like. Oh, be one to watch, that's for sure. Not so sure that entire thing wasn't an op. Well, you gotta wonder about something. When we see these tragedies and then we see everything like race to the forefront afterwards, like someone was just waiting for this tragedy to happen. You remember when the black guy got killed by the police officer? I mean, there's so many of those, but the last big one. Just a bunch of retarded whites that don't understand how it works at all. And if ICE were like a Gestapo, they would be going after the dual citizens. Absolutely. I'm so angry. I stand with Jeff Metcalf. He is right. Father Austin Metcalf, you are part of the effing problem, my friends. Jake Lang said that's called white guilt. This is disgusting. I wasn't going to say this before, but I will now. Jake is the one who called me weak. The hate towards me started when I shared the this is Sarah Fields, shared the death threats against me, my home, my family. Despite all these threats, I continue to investigate Dominique Alexander, blah, 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 blah. All right, Cenk Uygur doesn't belong near our Senate and should leave Frisco. This is the particular, this is the clip in question. And it looks like an op to me. It looks like it turned into something. I'm not saying the killing was. There's no way to prove that. Like he was part of a human sacrifice gang or something on rig. I'm not saying that at all. But it definitely has all the feel of something where a lot of different power players said, let's go.
Would you be willing to stand by me in a press conference or in an individual interview and talk about this issue that is larger than Austin at this point? God rest the beautiful young man's soul that would have been one of our strongest voices if he was still alive today.
So he went in to hold a rally on his behalf. Yeah, the guy is Jewish.
Yes.
Apparently he's a Jewish Christian or something like that.
Yes, I am, sir.
You are part of the fucking problem.
You're trying to create more race divide than bridging the gap. I do not condone anything you do. You do not have any fucking...
That's called white guilt.
No, let it talk.
You're creating more Austin Metcalfs with your weakness, sir.
He's actually right there. He's actually, the Jew is right.
You are creating more Austin Metcalfs with your weakness. Here,
you are being weak. I gotta be honest with you about that, sir.
You're Jeff. Being weak. Condemn your son's killer and the culture that caused it.
Hey, Jeff.
That's the problem. You've been submitted.
Hold on, hey, Jeff.
Who's this black guy?
I'll handle it from here.
You've been submitted, sir. Yeah.
You're not going to make
if
us
we
back
were all,
down.
If we were all of your nature. Down.
Guys, listen.
You're not
going to
save what us.
Weak do you know who you're talking to?
I don't. I'm talking to a black man.
You don't. No, you're not.
Okay.
You sit here, you talk about Trump.
But I am.
Google my name and Trump. No. When you do that, my name is Bruce.
I agree with black men.
No, Google that.
But they're not winning right now.
But what you're doing,
they're becoming degenerates.
What you're doing
and murdering white
people. You're not helping America. You're no more patriotic than I am. No way.
Where are you on January?
So this is like a one-upsmanship where he knows Trump. He's been in the Oval Office or something.
You've been silent. It's only gotten worse.
Where were you on January 6th?
You've been silent. It's only gotten worse.
Where were you? Did you stand for your country? So
there's a black guy with his arm around this Jewish guy.
Think that made you patriot because you showed up there? Does that make you a patriot?
Team black males winning. What the hell is that? It's what's on his jacket?
What's your solution?
Look at this.
All you're doing is condemning us. What's your solution?
My solution is to help people where they're weak. So we have an issue in young black males' lives across the country.
It's not.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
So say that matter. To Jeff Metcalf.
Say that to Jeff Metcalf. We talk about it, man.
Say it.
At the end of the day, the man is asking. So let me ask you this. You got a father who's grieving. And your response is he's weak.
My father is celebrating my strength
now. You have no idea. You'll never win the Senate. And what I'll do, I'll come to Florida and run for Senate and run as a Republican, and I'll kick your butt.
Well, no, you lose,
years,
bro.
You need 2 years of presidency in Florida.
Because this behavior is why we're in the situation where we are.
No.
This is pure Kaikari and Kabuki Jew theater, 100%.
We get these.
Yeah, this Lane guy is Jewish, yes.
Is that what it is?
I mean, they're saying... He's enough Jewish to count.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, he's asked you what to do and what not to do.
Listen.
You have a right to...
And I expect, if he is a Jewish-like Christian, I expect to see more of this type of thing from them.
He's no longer Austin Metcalf.
He can say
Austin Metcalf, but we're going to get...
You know
this
movie.
I love...
Yeah, he's 1,000% Jewish, but he has, like, he's wearing a cross in videos.
I love some...
Which is not normally a Jewish thing to do unless they're... Christians.
You love the thought of using Austin for T-shirts, for propaganda, and to get out here and talk about
you
who you
are. You want to shut down a white man right now.
I'll shut
to
you
do.
Down, Andy.
I'm not shutting me down.
I'm not raising money like Carmelo
because
Anthony.
Because I've got family.
We've got a black guy. He must be married to a white woman that's upset over the black criminal killing the white guy with a Jew arguing with the black guy.
Money like put down anymore.
Trump supporter.
You stop. You came here to try to shut him down.
No, I
That's
came here to give
is.
Him a message from a father.
And listen.
He came to give a message from the father. This is a complete shit show, but I expect to see more of these shit shows helping to start a race war, masquerading as white to set off between whites and blacks. Well, it's kind of already set off if you think about it. I mean, the only thing that blacks could do is every black man with a gun could just run around trying to shoot white people for a day. That's about the only other thing they could do is something massive like that, or maybe something small on a city on a citywide basis. But you understand what I mean, because you're already at like an epidemic. So the only thing to do now, black on white crime, the only thing to do now is do some kind of nationwide type thing. As far as them trying to set off a race war, I think they've already done that. It's just very one-sided. But the only other thing you could do is try to go over the top with it, I guess. Yeah. Imagine a country without blacks. Yeah, all this bullshit would not exist. 100% correct. Black people are doing a pretty good job of driving a wedge between the races all by themselves. Sucker whites ignoring it won't make it go away. They are 100% using this to drive a wedge back between white and black folks. What was he, an idiot? Trump and the America First Movement started bringing us back together. Oh, God. They saw it dangerous to the establishment. That's why they're trying to drive us apart again. Don't fall for it. Interracial violence offenders per 100,000 persons by race. White on black, 56. Black on white, 1,577. 28 times higher. Yeah, we're already apart. Ain't no going any further. I mean, the only thing you could really do as far as starting race war is to have every black with a gun run around trying to shoot white people at the same time. That's the only other thing you could really do. Or try to do that in a city. Or the only thing you could do is something like that. So to say they're trying to start one, it looks like they're trying to lead some kind of like negotiation or something. You know, you got a Jewish guy and a black guy arguing with a black guy who is basically talking for the white guy who had his son killed by a black guy. And the white guy actually showed up at the press conference to ask if they wanted to pray with him. This is how far gone it is. That's all they are, race baiters, Jeff Metcalf told the Post. Fucking people that want to spew their narrative for their own agenda. They don't give a shit about my family, about Carmelo Anthony's family. I want the superintendent to explain to me how you let this white piece of shit trash on school property where my son was murdered less than 2 weeks ago. Well, he's not white, he's Jewish, but he ain't going to know that. All right, so there you go. I'm guessing... I wouldn't be surprised if this Mr. Metcalf is going to get a book deal. He's going to get some type of shit lib book deal, conservative book deal, bringing America together, why hate is bad, why you must love your murderers. You know, it's going towards something. Book deals, speaking engagements. I mean, maybe he's consciously going for that. Like, okay, let me just do this because this is going to pay off. I mean, I'm being cynical, but he's so far cucked that it almost seems impossible this day and time. But for some sections of Gen X, and especially some sections of the generation, the boomer generation, it's not impossible. And I think he is Gen X or boomer. They're calling him boomer, but I think he's Gen X. Absolutely cucked. Yeah, I don't know how you're going to run down this particular road, unless you're angling for a book deal or something. I'm being cynical, I know, but it all looks so staged. I mean, you want to go into a press conference with your son's murderer and pray with him so that it's not about race. Yeah, Gen X has some libtards. There's no doubt about that, but they also have some base people. Gen X can go either way. He definitely seems Gen X. People calling him boomer. No. As I wrote in American Extremists, this is an interesting point by Josh Neal, the effective problem among whites isn't guilt but self-disgust. Whites of a certain age and social status are disgusted with themselves, disgusted by the ideal of racial unity, and therefore view racial organization with utter contempt. Interesting take. The dad is queer and the story needs to die. Quite the opposite. It needs to continue, what he's saying. No, the problem is that those who advocate for it the loudest are the most degenerate proles and antisocial losers. Well, the people that make the most noise on the street many times can be the most outlandish. That's true. Yeah, it's pretty disappointing. His dad is very, very disappointing. It's so disappointing, it's almost like it's staged. Boomer Christianity is racial suicide. Well, this is Gen X Christianity. Is racial suicide cult and can't pass away soon enough. It took me years to realize this sort of self-hating groveling is unique to them. Well, I think I'm pretty sure this guy, Hunter Wallace, is Gen X. You know? Breaks silence after causing Carmelo Anthony's press conference, hoping to pray with the accused killer's kin, but felt disrespected. So he felt disrespected after he showed up at the press conference because he wanted to pray with them, and they kicked his ass out because they didn't know what he was up to. He wanted an apology and for them to pray with him. Imagine this. And Gen X can also be boomer light. Yeah. So can Gen Z. So can generation. They all can be boomer light. You know, boomers have a lasting effect. Well, this version of Christianity that has just evolved into pure self-hatred is absolutely insane. Austin Metcalf's father genuinely doesn't realize how quickly he's losing support and sympathy with stuff like this. 100% correct. I want the superintendent to explain to me how you let this white piece of trash on school property, he's talking about the Jewish guy, where my son was murdered less than 2 weeks ago, yet demonstrators insisted that they were on the side of the Metcalf family. Well, the mother has stayed silent about it because, you know, probably the mother's a little more based. Seems that way. Austin Metcalf's father backed up the guy wearing Team Black Males winning jacket for an organization that says blacks are being genocided, then told the media the people protesting his son's death are white trash because it's wrong to bring race into it. Yeah. Yeah, it's wrong to bring race into it. It's really wrong. This is from Jeff Metcalf, Realtor. This was on his Facebook. To all celebrate Happy Kwanzaa as we celebrate the principles of unity, creativity, and community. Yeah, it's wrong to bring race into it, guys. It's totally wrong to bring race into it. Immediately forgave his son's killer and said it was not about race, then called someone protesting about it a white piece of trash. Suddenly the boomers sees, and I'm reading all the different large commentators' take on it. A lot of the stuff is getting a lot of traction. Suddenly, this has, what, 375,000 eyeballs on it? Suddenly, the boomer sees race and understands righteous anger, anti-white to his core, 666 person. Yes, white self-hatred is a sickness. And he is a very disturbed individual. I think he's got to be doing this for a book deal, though. He's got to be going down some particular book deal angle. I could be wrong. Yes. And it's not about race, so he has a black guy out there that thinks blacks are being genocided and, you know, black males or whatever on his jacket. Found on Facebook, Austin Metcalf's father's racial cuckoldry and worship of blacks seemingly knows no bound. Yeah, he's fucked in the head. But again, I think he's Gen X. All the IRL Christians I've met literally orgasm when a black walks into the room. Well, that can be a whole generation of whites, Christian or not, unfortunately. Okay. Team Black Males. Yeah, it's not about race, guys. This is who you have speaking on your behalf, Team Black Males, but it's not about race. Yeah, this is Jason Kona, No White Guilt. No, this is an intriguing take. And I think this is a good take because I have to wonder myself. Is Jake Lang a government asset? Said to have been a member of Antifa, turned informant for the FBI, the inarticulate Jake was the only J6 prisoner able to stream shows from prison. Is that true? Wow. Well, it's got to be. Jason does his homework. With notable mainstream guests and contacts, such as General Flynn, Joe Briggs, Mike Lindell, Razzie Berry, Dinesh D'Souza, and many others. Odd how a J6 prisoner, being denied basic human rights and mistreated, was allowed to have a successful podcast with many esteemed and widely popular guests while in prison. He's done nothing for the white race. Well, he's not white. He's Jewish. And yet he's getting immediate attention for the brand new PWA, Protect White America, from numerous notable personalities such as Jason Whitlock and Matt Wallace, as well as money, materials, and a custom painted tour bus. Oh, that's interesting. So he's even got a custom painted tour bus. Are they collecting emails, names, and photos like the FedOp Propertarianism did a few years back, an operation that gathered the identity of thousands of white men before the operation fell apart when his chief asset pissed his pants after he was confronted by two blacks? Jake Lang and his new PWA, Protect White America, are holding a rally in Texas tomorrow, April 19th, ostensibly in support of Austin Metcalf. Will the audience be inflated with undercover feds in basic bitch, angry white guy attire? Well, he actually had a black guy behind him and is fighting with a black guy. And so we got blacks, Jews, and blacks fighting over white America. Think about it. Matt Wallace, with his 2.7 million followers, is pushing the Jake with this rally, a guy regarded as extremely sus by many, including the Quartering, coffee brand company. All right. Laverne Spicer and her 700,000 followers is pushing Jake in this rally. Jason Whitlock and 800,000 followers are bringing attention to Jake. Or is this just another retard rally? What are your thoughts? Giving 6 million vibes. This is him right there in prison. Vote for Trump, free the J6 hostages. So he did prison time, huh? And he has a successful podcast from prison. Why did I never hear about this guy?
Now here's something I need to warn people about.
This is Quartering. Someone said Quartering's bankrupt. I don't know how he could be bankrupt. He makes a fortune.
Matt Wallace, who literally makes...
Well, I guess he could be. Maybe if he spends more than he takes in, he's bankrupt.
Lies, in my opinion, and spreads them on act.
I know there's some controversy with his coffee company, but I like know nothing about the Quartering.
Matt Wallace, who literally makes up lies, in my opinion, and spreads them on X. He's one of the most prolifically community noted individuals in history.
Matt Wallace is like National Enquirer.
Has published this. This will be one of the largest protests in history. White Americans are done being pushed around. While that may be true. Let's take a look at this poster. Protect white Americans. Justice for Austin Metcalf! Demand Carmelo Anthony be put back in prison until trial. Peaceful protest. April 19th at 11 a.m. So that would be what? This Friday? Wait, what is the date today? The 17th is Thursday, so Saturday.
Well, we know now it was lame, but he was predicting, I guess, that he's going to predict that it was some kind of problem. His coffee company didn't take off, but he ain't broke. I think he has like a giant Rumble contract or a good-sized Rumble contract. He has famous people. He has some pretty well-known people co-hosting him with him, right. I think.
Frisco, Texas. They misspelled the city on the banner. Wakefield High School parking lot. I believe they also...
So we have some giant accounts behind this. Stop black violence on white Americans. Well, it's at epidemic level.
Misspelled the school. So I don't really understand exactly what's going on. Protect white Americans was founded by January 6th political prisoner and U.S. Senate candidate Jake Lang. I understand people wanting to rally around this, but this feels like a fed op. Don't go to this. Don't advertise it.
Well, that's kind of a good call by Quartering. He's counter-signaling.
Even real in the first place. The spelling errors are suspect, given it's especially something as easy to spell as Frisco. This seems like an op. This seems like, I can't recommend enough to people to stay away from this if it's real. Jason Whitlock even points it out. This is Charlottesville 2.0. I get the motivation, but this isn't the right approach. Just because Trump is in office doesn't mean there won't be paid Fed agitators there to spark bad behavior. Trump was in office during J6 and Charlottesville. He's 100% right. You know, this is like glowing off the chart.
Yeah, the whole thing does glow. He's right about that. He's got that right. Starting to think there's something really off about this is his captive dreamer. Why is the dad doing all this shit? What's his relationship with his wife and surviving son? Something seems to be going on behind the scenes. I think the dad's navigating for something. He's navigating for something. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's getting ready to run for office. Maybe a book deal. You know, maybe it set off the gay op that tend to set off from time to time when you have some big event that gets out of control. I don't know. Yeah, Austin Metcalf's dad breaks silence after crashing Carmelo Anthony's press conference, hoping to pray with the accused killer's kin, but felt disrespected after being tossed out. How funny is this? I am yes, you are no. This is kind of a funny account. He's got a big account on X. He's never going to understand they absolutely despise him solely because he's white. It's becoming quite pathetic and embarrassing now. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's some type of weird gay op. What would be even funnier is if his dad, in true Gen X fashion, because I think he's Gen X. I don't think he's a boomer. I could be wrong, though. He would be a young-looking boomer, which could be. If he went all 1488 and went total wignat and started hard R-ing, that would actually be crazy too, right? Imagine if he went just total wignat. The old man went total wignat, off the chain wignat. Imagine that. Just imagine. Hold on here. Let's watch this again. Pointing to this.
Why can't you stand that and say with us that this country is wrong? Why can't you stand that and say with us that? Maybe you can. Would you be willing to stand by me in a press conference or in an individual interview and talk about this issue that is larger than Austin at this point? God rest the beautiful young man's soul that would have been one of our strongest voices if he was still alive today.
Are you done?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, my turn to speak.
I don't know. The Jew comes off as moderate. The white guy comes off as an idiot. The Jew comes off as sensible. The white guy comes off as an idiot. I mean, it's like, if I were any more of a conspiracy theorist, I would assume it's all fake and gay. Satisfying moment. Austin Metcalf's dad puts white nationalists in his place. White nationalists? Jewish guy. Puts white nationalists in his place for trying to exploit his son's death. All right. Extraordinary. Jake Lang, who was part of January 6th insurrection before his case was commuted by President Trump, launched a vile attack against Metcalf after realizing he didn't share his opinion on the influence of race in his son's death. Well, even the black guy behind Justin Lang, even this black guy behind him, thinks it's about race. Everyone knows it's about race, except supposedly the father. The father's saying he doesn't want race brought into it, right? I am not going to mince my words. White weakness and submission is why Austin died. All right. Jeff Metcalf is the problem. Right. Austin Metcalf's father is more outraged at me for standing up against violent, abusive black culture that killed his son. Is it culture or is it race? Because culture is race gone to seed to us. Then he is the actual degenerate murderer and that the family is dancing on Austin's grave. Next up, he'll hand his daughter over to be raped in front of the world by the same monsters that killed his son. Stand for something or fall for anything. Oh, wow. January 6th, political prisoner, number 76480054. So that's his claim to fame. It's a claim to fame right here. Jake Lang. Wow. Harsh words. The Jews are going to leave the anti-black movement, and Jake Lang. Hold on here. Here we go. All right. He's got 87,000 followers. He's a Christian, though. He's got a Bible here. My cell was raided, and I was tackled and arm-twisted. He looks all right. Retweeting Keith Woods. Fascinating. All right. Let's take a look at this. Stand for something or fall for anything, huh? This is the tweet. All right. It's definitely glowing. Well, yeah, it is. There's your Masonic fist in the air. Okay. All right. He's a Jewish Christian guy. I expect to see a lot more of this. He's going on a rampage against blacks. The black with Lang is a groiper named Philip Anderson. He's extremely anti-white. I have the receipts. Oh, really? Uh-oh. Global chat's on the ball. I don't know anything about it. I've never seen him before. But what is he against? Black culture? Because blacks need to come back to Jesus? The guy next to him, the Jewish guy, he has the classic Netanyahu and Donald Trump, you know, that classic Masonic. got to say he knows what he's doing. I'm not going to mince my words. White weakness and submission is why Austin died. He's not wrong there. Jet Metcalf is the problem. He's not wrong there. This type of white anti-white is a huge problem. Austin Metcalf's father is more outraged at me for standing up against the violent, abusive black culture that killed his son than he is at the actual degenerate murderer and the family that is dancing on Austin's grave. Next up, he'll hand over his daughter to be raped in front of the world by the same monsters that killed his son. I wonder how many times he hard R's behind the scenes. The key to solving all the social problems of our age is to abolish the white race, Noel Ignatieff. This is Tenetrius, who we've had on the show. Anyone who refuses to acknowledge the systematic genocide of our people is evil. Every genocide starts with the denial of the existence. Define white power. White people have no culture. Abolish the white race. Jews are the ones that are behind it. Uh-oh. He's getting hit online, Mr. Jake Lang. Well, we'll be seeing more of him from the looks of things. Carmelo Anthony and America's race problem. Now, this is portfolio armor. So even the financial services guys are jumping in on it. Sarah Fields. All right. I'm looking at what tweets they're pointing to. The Anthony family has used the funds ostensibly to raise for their son's legal defense to enrich themselves in a new plot twist on the ghetto lottery. Strong words. Strong words, even from stock traders. The old version of the ghetto lottery was when our son got killed by police during the commission of a crime. The new version is when your son kills someone else's son. Damn. Oh, Matt Forney. They even got Matt Forney here. I didn't even know he was still around. It's so disgusting that my schizo side is wondering if this was planned somehow. All right. I don't know anything about Matt Forney other than he... Years ago, he's from Manosphere. Carmelo Anthony's family is straight out of racist central casting, true. Ticking off every stereotype. I'm just waiting for an interview in their mansion with the chirp in the background. Funny comment. Even Forney's chiming in on it. Matt Walsh, the comments on Carmelo Anthony's fundraiser are truly horrifying. They make it very clear these people don't care whether he has a valid self-defense claim or not. They see Metcalf's murder as an act of racial vengeance. Yeah. Why this antisocial behavior has seemingly gotten worse? Maybe because no one famous or powerful has criticized it in almost 30 years. Well, no, they're encouraging it. Yeah, Chris Rock, 1996. There ain't no black people in Minnesota. The only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett. Yeah, Minnesota State Rep, Mohammed Noor. Yeah, there's lots of black people in Minnesota now. Oh, man. So even the financial markets are chiming in on this one. It's going somewhere. He started out by forgiving his son's killer. This is Pagliacci, the Hate It. He started out by forgiving his son's killer within 24 hours of his corpse hitting the morgue slab, and now is sliming the people who support his dead son as an unforgivable racist. The guy loves virtue signaling more than he loves his family, and it's a nauseating witness. It's almost like an act. You got to agree with Forney on here. It's almost like one giant gay op. All right, Lauren Witzke. Uh-oh, here we go. Getting into conspiracy lane, I think. Something is very wrong with the murder of Austin Metcalf. They confiscated over 70 cell phones from students to ensure that no footage of his violent, racial-motivated murder was leaked. Oh, I didn't know that. They confiscated 70 cell phones? Smartphones? So that no video footage was leaked? Yeah, because supposedly they have a lot of video footage. There was a camera. Intriguing. All right. Do tell. Tell us more. Austin Metcalf was stabbed so violently that he bled out in 1 minute. Damn. Austin Metcalf's father, Jeff, has a black handler that keeps him online and uses him to stifle any white person who mentioned that this was a racially motivated murder that needs to be addressed. This has got fed op written all over it, doesn't it? Some giant gay op, some kind of sacrifice. You want to get conspiratorial? And this comes after Jeff Metcalf's humiliation apology tour on media, where he sympathizes with his son's murderer while they publicly raise money and dance on his son's grave. Look at how Jeff Metcalf's black handler showed up to the protest and put him on the phone to yell at the protesters. Bravo to Jake Lang for holding his ground. I don't trust him either. Because Jeff's behavior, there are going to be 1,000 more because of Jeff Metcalf's behavior, there's going to be 1,000 more Austin Metcalfs. This is going somewhere, guys. Definitely going somewhere. Austin's father, Jeff Metcalf, has a black handler. These are these two together. Oh, man. Sadly, one of the witnesses will speak out and tell the truth about what happened that night to Austin Metcalf. Oh, she's saying surely one of these. He bled out in a minute. Must have stabbed him right in the heart. Keep the following Memorial High School students' witnesses separate until detectives could speak with them. I was told to take their cell phones from them and turn them over to Sergeant Bissonnette. It is a list of students who identify themselves as witnesses. Man, that's a lot. Yeah. If this happened randomly, and we have no reason to believe it didn't happen randomly, they were waiting for something like this and just jumped on it. It's all very peculiar. He got stabbed directly in the heart by a giant knife, so much so he bled out in a minute. 1 minute. It's pretty fast. There's the face of America right now, a cucked white dude with a black talking head right behind him. What do you guys think? I appreciate you guys tuning in and supporting the show. I'm going to take a break here for a minute. I'll be back in a few minutes and we'll continue the conversation. Hopefully your Easter is going well. I'll be back in a couple minutes, guys. Okay, we are back. Hopefully you guys are okay. Hopefully you ran and got some popcorn. But there's been quite a reaction online to this far and wide. My audio seems off for a few streams. You may need to reset unless you have. It must be a setting, obviously. Almost sounds like you're speaking into a can. Let me see something here. I don't know. Is it just on Odyssey? Let me see something here. Obviously, almost sounds like you're speaking into it. No, it sounds all right by me. It should be A-OK. Should be A-OK, but you never know. Never know. You'd have to go to Rumble and see if it sounds better. You know? Run out here. Should be A-OK, but yeah, it sounds fine. But it could be your system. I mean, I did go through a big upgrade and had to mess with some stuff. But it just depends. The audio was off a little bit, but we got it straightened out. Now I just got a level. You know, we got to constantly play with the audio inputs. I'm trying to level that out next is what I want to do. Yeah, it's failing all right. This is Robert Sapir. When a species 1.3 million years removed from modern humanity that has never known or established a civilization on its own, skipping the Copper, Bronze Age, Bronze and Iron Age, is unwittingly and unnaturally integrated into a world above its IQ and emotional endowment, expect failure. Yeah, blacks look to be in somewhat, definitely in some trouble here. As we move into this particular, we've talked about this all several times. I mean, if you look at the Empire, the group that sticks out that is having problems is definitely blacks. What are they going to do next? What is going to happen next? Stay tuned. That's all I have to say here. People blame poverty for high rates of black crime. This is Vincent James. Rich black kids are more likely to commit crime than poor whites. Black cities in the U.S. are more dangerous than South American cities. Crime rates stay the same even after controlling for parents' income and education. 100% correct. Absolutely correct. Andrew Torba, the media is anti-white. The government is anti-white. Hollywood is anti-white. The justice system is anti-white. The education system is anti-white. The big tech companies are anti-white. America is anti-white. Get it yet, white man? Posts like this, getting a lot of attention. Welcome to 2025. Juanita Broderick is tweeting out White Lives Matter to a couple million people. Just imagine what we'll see in 2026. This is Juanita Broderick tweeting out White Lives Matter. I don't even know what this means, to be honest with you, other than it's just the trend, you know? It's just the trend. Get on board. This is definitely a gay op. If it wasn't a gay op up front, this definitely became one very quickly. But I can't imagine an upfront gay op that sacrificed a white kid. I'd like to say that couldn't happen, but it's just all so strange. It's the craziest shit ever. And it just gets crazier. God, at the press conference or whatever event that was, we had two black guys on each side of the equation. You had a white dad on the phone with the Jewish guy. The Jewish guy was making more sense than the white dad. It's just like, yeah, everything's fake and gay. Who's Juanita Broderick? You have to look her up. Look her up. This wasn't just illegal immigration. It was an invasion. Inadmissible aliens. They keep coping about Biden letting in all these non-whites, basically. Letting in all these quote-unquote illegals when they're like 100% of them. Probably not 100%, but damn near closer, you know, brown. This wasn't just illegal immigration. It was an invasion. We'll do something about it, Stephen Miller. I mean, start shipping them out. It's kind of problem. it's kind of a big problem you have with the judiciary here. Supreme Court temporarily pauses deportations under Alien Enemies Act. Woo! Temporarily. You can't deport. They're going to temporarily pause it. I don't know what this means. It doesn't look good, though. It does not look good at all. Now, over in Europe, we have this remigration stuff. And, you know, in Europe, if you don't let Jews participate, I think you go to jail. Well, here's another attendee of the remigration conference, Free Shlomo, a reference to Shlomo Finkelstein. This is Latoria. This is Eric Stryker. A Mossad agent trying to convince the German people to fight the Palestinians in Iran for the Jews. Why don't remigration activists support remigrating Shlomo Finkelstein? Good question. Something has gone very wrong in the European scene. Well, it's illegal to say what he just said, I think, many places. But, of course, you wouldn't have to say it. You could just do it, make them feel unwelcome. It all began when Musk started astroturfing them on here while strategically banning real nationalists. Interesting point. My guess is that this is Washington's new color revolution strategy. Oh, yeah, definitely. Make Germany great again. Make Ireland great again. Make the UK great again. Make Italy great again. Blah, 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 blah. Where they use fake right instead of fake left. It was obvious to me from the start, but when everyone else carried away by the illusion that they were influencing billionaires, when in fact they're agents of the billionaires seeking to influence you. The new generation of Euro-nationalist group are at this point politically far worse than us in America, where we are doing a good job slapping away Jews and queers, trying to hijack nationalism for Zionist neocon ends that we have no stake in. I think the problem with Europe is it's like illegal to do what we do. You know? Oh, this is AFD. Free Shlomo. Oh my God.
Hallo, liebe Freunde, ich komme gerade aus der Plenarsitzung im Landtag Brandenburg.
You gotta have their heroes. Their heroes have to be Jewish.
Und ich habe dort für Shlomos Freiheit geworben. Die Meinungsfreiheit wird...
Can you imagine wearing a T-shirt, being a German nationalist, wearing a T-shirt, Free Shlomo?
...immer weiter in diesem Land eingeschränkt.
Hold on. You guys gotta see this in full context. Can you imagine?
...und wir fordern freie Rede jetzt. Liebe Freunde, dieses T-Shirt, was ich hier anhabe und im Parlament getragen habe, das werde ich verlosen, sowie zwei weitere. Und dazu müsst ihr nur eins tun. Erstellt das beste
I don't know who this Lena Kotra of AFD is.
Die Shlomo-Meme oder die beste Free Shlomo-Grafik und
Free Shlomo.
Setzt sie hier unter diesem Beitrag. Die besten drei Entwürfe werden ein Free Shlomo-T-Shirt bekommen. Also, liebe
Get your Free Shlomo T-Shirt.
Künstler, liebe Grafiker, liebe Freiheitsfreunde, liebe Freunde der Shlomo-Sphäre, entwerft, was das Zeug hält, und die besten drei
Shlomo für Führer.
Die werden
Yeah. Unbelievable. I just see it to believe it. A Free Shlomo. Jesus. Germany died in 1945. The comments are pretty funny. Hold on. Let's see what the comments are saying under this. Free Shlomo. Oh man, let's see here. Hold on, let me translate this. If any of you don't know Shlomo, here Shlomo reports from prison about his arrest and ongoing persecution by the state.
We reclaim justice for my friend is in prison for memes. He has been in prison for 6 months, and he has another 6 months left. But today is the day that we reclaim justice for him. His name is Aaron, but most people know him as Shlomo Finkelstein, an iconic German satirical video creator. Shlomo is one of Germany's meme pioneers on the right of the political spectrum, who would never shy away from
anti-Iranian, anti-Palestinian. You know, this type of thing.
Offensive humor and pushing the Overton window. Shlomo used grotesque jokes and cartoons to mock basically everyone.
Um meines Seelenfriedens willen starte ich jedes Video von der Prämisse, dass ich zu intelligenten Menschen spreche. Obwohl ich natürlich weiß, dass das nicht mehr der Fall ist. Insofern werde ich offen und schonungslos.
Alright, so we get it. Mr. Stryker pointing out that the free speech warrior in Germany in jail, the Mandela free speech for Germany, is not any of the famous 6 million deniers. There's a lot of famous people, a lot of great people that went to jail over free speech in Germany. But this is Shlomo Finkelstein. Free him. This is our new hero. Their new hero is Jewish. Now, the Italian police have finally got something correct. We got some police on the planet that are getting something correct, at least these guys. Yeah, free Mr. Bond for real. Guys, check this out. Some type of African walking down the street. You got the Italian police car. Open the door right into his ass. Let's check this out. This is pretty satisfying to watch. Boom! Opens the door right into him. He hits the door. The Italian police get out. Oh! Satisfying to watch. Took him right down. Opened the door right into him. He doesn't even know what's happening. That's quite a sweep. Something went correct. Someone was trained correctly. Hopefully they throw him out of the country. RFK assassination files declassified. I didn't know anything about this. 60 years after the tragic assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Obviously, it's Israel. Israel was at fault for it. Sirhan did not kill RFK Sr. We know this because of the autopsy, which showed he was shot in the back and from close contact. Who was right behind him? A temp hired security guard named Thane Eugene Caesar. All right, supposedly it's spicy. Declassified files reveal an Israeli guide claimed RFK was shot just weeks before the assassination. Well, they didn't like his brother. A lot of people didn't like his brother, true. But especially the Israelis over Dimona. And they certainly didn't like RFK any more than his brother. So we have to keep our eyes on this. What do you guys think? A lot of people didn't like the Kennedy family. There's a lot of people that, a lot of powerful elements that could have conspired. We've heard about all of them, but one group is kind of like sits back in silent. And this group is linked to Israel. Trump appoints Mark Levin to Homeland Security Advisory Council. What the hell does this mean? It's just another par for the course. The Jews are running everything in Trump's administration. If you didn't think it was bad before. Holy cow. Jewish pundit Mark Levin threatens Samson option if America doesn't supply Israel with weapons.
Then them do whatever they have to do to win. So put that on the table of debate now. What are they going to do if they're surrounded? What are they going to do if 150,000 advanced missiles are going to be shot? What are they going to do if Iran gets involved? Well, they can't win a conventional war. What are they going to do? I think I know what they'd do. I know what we would do. We would destroy the enemy because otherwise we're exterminated. That's all I have to say.
Well, Mark, you brought up nuclear war, I mean, essentially. And also we're talking about America's involvement. And how, as
no,
this
we're not.
Expands...
No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. If you drop... Look.
I'm sorry. I just...
Hold on. Yeah. Rachel, when you ask questions like that, you need to answer them.
So this guy is basically going to be on the Homeland Security Advisory Council. Makes me feel all warm and cozy. Marco Levin says what's happening at college campuses reminds him of Kristallnacht.
Elise Stefanik... The House Republicans in the Education Committee held a very important hearing. I noticed they haven't done it in the Senate yet under Schumer. And that is to get to the bottom of what the hell's going on these campuses and universities with this virulent anti-Semitism and Jew hatred that reminds one of almost Kristallnacht, where people are marching around talking about exterminating Jews. People are hiding in their dorms rooms and in their libraries. People are afraid Jews from going to class to their dorm rooms and so forth and so on.
Stefanet calls for criminal prosecutions to crack down on alleged anti-Semitism.
You know, Elise Stefanik, you're not Jewish. You're what I call a righteous Gentile.
A righteous Gentile. Congratulations to our new ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, and his top aide. Let's check out Mark Levine's Twitter. What an honor. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm proud to announce the formation. All right, we're going to pull that up. I'm proud to announce the formation of my revamped Homeland Security Advisory Council, which is comprised of top experts in their fields who are highly respected by their peers. It's a big honor to serve on the Homeland Security Advisory Committee. I know the new members, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, Mark Levin, Bo Deedle, Joseph Bo Deedle's on it. Under Security of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem's leadership, we will work hard on developing new policies and strategies that will help secure our border, deport illegal criminal thugs. I'm waiting for them just to start deporting anti-Semites. Fighting anti-Semitism like never before, but installing this guy. Mark Levin. Here are some things you just don't do. We should not be negotiating directly with vilest subhuman terrorists, the Hamas Nazis in the face of the earth. Nor should we be blowing off publicly demeaning Israel's leadership or Israel in general. All right. Mark Levin defies Trump by backing Zelensky and trashing Putin. See what this guy's about. He was like a podcast host, right? The Mark Levin Show. 4.8 million followers. Okay, he's a big deal. A very important guy. He's going to be on the board of Homeland Security. Now, officials in Iran have released a 3D animated video depicting the targeting of former President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago golf course. They're going to keep playing that. He wants war with Iran is what he wants. He's a radio show host, yeah. He's got a pretty good contract, I would imagine. Does very good. LevinTV.com, LevineTV.com. Underground Bunker. All right, Google, let's see. Books, True Social, Getter. Okay, Levin on YouTube. How big is he on YouTube?
So the Revolutionary War actually broke out before.
Right. He only has 50, he's right under 50,000 subscribers on YouTube. Fascinating. All right. Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed Putin's 30-hour Easter ceasefire. So we got Levin. Levin and Homeland Security, which is kind of par for the course, I guess. We got movies in the making regarding black-on-white violence. We basically got shills everywhere. Nothing new. Zelensky, of course, we have this tragedy, this absolute disaster. Massive slaughter the Russians pulled off in, what was it, Sumy? This massive bombing or missiles that came into Sumy and just massacred a bunch of people, the Russian forces. I don't know every detail about it. That's just the general overview. Keep in mind that this is still going on and it's still ugly. Ukrainian President Zelensky dismissed Putin's 30-hour Easter ceasefire, calling it enough to make headlines, but not for genuine confidence-building measures. Zelensky says Ukraine would mirror any true pause in fighting, but warned there's no trust in words coming from Moscow. Okay. But keep in mind that that's still ongoing. The Sumy massacre is what they're calling it. I don't know all the details about it, but the Russians are still hitting Ukraine very hard and vice versa, every chance they get. There is a complete meltdown in the building. Pentagon reportedly in chaos as Hegseth loses 4 staffers in one day. There's all kinds of different people resigning. You can't even keep track of it, or that are supposedly resigning. I don't even know what's going on. Or what we're heading into next with all these resignations at the Pentagon. Judges warn Congress that more money is needed for security at a time of escalating threats. There you go. We do have financial stuff in the news. More rich Americans are opening Swiss bank accounts for fear of U.S. risk. I'm surprised more aren't opening German postal accounts. That would be a lot easier than Swiss accounts, actually. And DHL suspends high-value U.S. deliveries over tariffs. I mean, postal accounts aren't as private, but they're more accessible. And they'd probably be just as stable. DHL suspends high-value U.S. deliveries over tariffs. Okay. And so this is, packages worth up to $2,500 could enter the U.S. with minimal paperwork, but due to tighter customs checks that came into force alongside Trump's tariffs early this month, the threshold has been lowered. The company said it will still deliver packages worth less than $800, but can be sent to the U.S. with minimal checks. So we've got all kinds of challenges coming in with the particular tariffs. Companies are redoing how they do business. DHL, a giant shipping company. China suspends rare earth exports, kneecapping U.S. industry reliant on Beijing's monopoly. I don't know what's going to happen because of this. The USA can definitely replace that over time. They seem to be able to do anything they want to do. I don't know what we're in for next. That becomes the question, because they're talking about we're going to get some crazy stuff here. The nuclear option, here's what will happen if Trump orders the delisting of Chinese stocks. Well, it wouldn't be Trump that would order it. If Trump does it, it's coming from somewhere else. But the delisting of Chinese stocks, and it's over, again, this is over intellectual property. It's over all these complaints about the Chinese. If it were just America, it'd be easy, but it's not. World Trade Organization has thousands of cases from the Germans, from the French, the Italians over Chinese intellectual property theft. There's all kinds of challenges here. I just don't know what the end game is. Are they going to get some kind of temporary deal or a long-term deal? I honestly don't have a clue. But as of right now, the U.S. economy, the Chinese economy are basically teetering. The Chinese have quite a bit of savings, and they're basically homogenous. The U.S. doesn't have a lot of savings, but has reserve status currency and an enormous military. The Chinese military is pretty enormous as well. This is all a dicey situation because I just don't know what their end game is. Normally, in this type of situation, they negotiate something and the markets take off higher, even if long-term they're going to do something else. But no one's really backing down. Donald Trump has backed down on some things like iPhones and whatnot. The Chinese are supposedly talking behind the scenes. We'll have to see what breaks out next. But this, what they're trying to do, the best sense of the world, are trying to, the Treasury Secretary is trying to put in place a self-reinforcing process to bring back the critical infrastructure, the critical technology that they want to have manufactured in America. They want to bring it back as fast as possible. At the same time, not disrupt everything until they get a new self-reinforcing process in place. And that's what they want. Like Chimerica was self-reinforcing. They make goods and services for America. They then in turn get a bunch of dollars and they in turn buy U.S. bonds. He wants some kind of new self-reinforcing process in place that's mostly internal to probably Anglosphere. I just don't know what it's going to look like yet. Something very Soros-like. But you could have some wild rides between now and then. China threatens huge car shortages and shutdowns in Trump trade war. These guys are acting like they don't care, which makes me think more is on the way. China is finding ways to replace American farmers, South America, soybeans and whatnot. Well, America's going to have to go internal. They want to make sure our food supply, everything is internal. And it's going to be quite a transition if they're not exporting a bunch of things. Which the empire was unsustainable anyways. It's one thing to be some kind of self-sufficient empire where everything's done internally. Everything you need, you can do internally. Because America, we have the fresh water. And that's what America really is big on, fresh water. Got the fresh water. China doesn't have that. You have the farming, for sure, but the farming has basically been promoting GMOs for huge amounts of exports. I don't know what that's going to look like if it's just internal. I don't know what this means for farmers. Did we tariff South America, driving them to China? Well, we don't need, we have an abundance of soybeans. We have an abundance of wheat. We have an abundance of things like cotton. I believe we have abundance of cotton. We have an abundance of things, so we export. You know, we are gigantic food producers, so we export. And they basically can't handle the tariff. The Chinese have cut that off, so they're finding replacements in South America, which I'm sure they can find. Trump, China calling a lot since last week's tariff increase. Deal could happen as soon as 3 weeks. It looks like they're renegotiating with everything. I don't know if this is true or if Trump's lying. I have no idea. Don't have a clue. Wouldn't surprise me one way or another. But there's going to be some turbulence between now and whatever self-reinforcing process they want to put in place. How can our governments be selling our infrastructure to the Chinese? Well, I don't think they're selling anything critical in their minds. I don't think in their minds they're selling anything critical at all. But we'll just have to wait and see. You know, things that they're really concerned about, they'll be taken back, I would imagine, or buying back. CIA director says China is number one priority, poses biggest challenge from adversary in U.S. history. So basically, the knives are out for the Chinese. The Chinese are on the table. They're on the dinner menu. Forget the Russians, forget everything. It's China. And Trump's the president to bring it into force. What it looks like, I don't know. China's preparing for war. They're preparing, well, they're going to war over tariffs, and they're preparing for a breakout of hostilities as well. But they've been preparing for that nonstop. That's what militaries prepare for, and the Chinese have a giant one. We'll have to see. It doesn't look to be resolving for at least a few weeks, and they're going to have all kinds of different trade negotiations to be announced. But they want to bring back a bunch of money using tariffs, and so far it's not going so well. You know, taking apart Chimerica is going to be very rough and very ugly. China! Yeah, China. You say it like Donald Trump? I can't. As tariffs darken the economic outlook, Trump sizes up Powell as a scapegoat. This is very dicey. We haven't seen anything like this. You know, can he get rid of Powell? I don't see any way, shape, manner, or form the U.S. government can do anything with the Federal Reserve. Do we have such splits within the oligarchy that you could use Powell as a scapegoat? Maybe. Powell, of course, works for the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. Owned by certain families, we don't know who all own shares. This is, if they succeed in removing Powell, that means there's a much bigger split in the oligarchy than anything we've seen in the history of America. Because the Federal Reserve oligarchy has been around a long, long time. Definitely since before, you see their moves coming into and before the Civil War. After the Civil War, before they put the Federal Reserve in place, and they've been milking America ever dry ever since. But this is one to watch. I'd have to see that to believe it, though, that they could get rid of Powell or even scapegoat him. Such a thing would be unfathomable in the middle of a trade war with all kinds of markets on uncertainty. And markets hate uncertainty. They like stability. So this becomes extremely dicey. China is dying. They have a demographic apocalypse on the horizon. Well, you know, there's a controversy over how many Chinese are actually alive. Is it 1.2 billion or is it 700 million? We don't have a number on that. We don't have an actual number. Some say that on an accurate Chinese population. If the Chinese don't have 1.2 billion, maybe the powers that be know it, and that's why they're doing this. And maybe that's why the Chinese stock market is in such trouble. I don't know. Two wrongs don't make a right. That's true. Iran parades missiles through the streets in a show of force as nuclear talks ramp up. I'm just waiting for the Iranians to push a giant nuclear missile down the street. Wouldn't that be crazy? It'd be pandemonium. Fuck Israel, free Palestine. Anti-Israeli messages shown at Coachella. And this just scares Jews to death. This young audience that doesn't want anything to do with Israel. Now, Israel is an international pariah. Erdogan sets his sights on Israel. The Turkish Republic is on the brink as Erdogan would be a sultan, dismantles the country's secular democracy. Donald Trump is taking little notice. Soon, though, Trump will have no choice but to pay attention while Erdogan consolidates power at home and prepares to project it abroad. He has set the stage for a clash with Israel. This would be fascinating. Erdogan is rumored to be crypto-Jewish, wants to go to war against Israel. I would speculate that if Israel ever gets in trouble, excuse me, almost had to sneeze. If Israel ever gets into trouble, Erdogan will come in to save the day. One to watch, though. They're saying he's going to do something about Israel. Well, get your popcorn ready. Trump waved off Israeli strike on Iran. There's no way they want an Israeli strike on Iran with all the shit going on regarding trade. They can't handle that. They can't handle multiple wars at once, and the tariff war is a real war. Yeah. There's no way they can strike Iran with what's going on with China. I just don't think. Don't think it can happen. Israel might go off the chain and do something crazy, but the United States has to solve that problem first. It wasn't about Trump not doing something about Iran. It was just like, you can't fight everyone at once. I mean, the neocons think we can, but we can't. U.S. says the Chinese firm is helping Houthis target American warships. It's just, of course, a U.S. firm saying that. We don't know the truth. But it wouldn't surprise me. The Houthis are, you know, a proxy of Iran. And Iran is partners with China and Russia. So why wouldn't they get the help? I don't see any reason to believe that couldn't happen. Zelensky says Ukraine on Easter, evil may have its hour, but God will have its day, have his day. There you go. Well, is God going to destroy Russia? That'd be fascinating. We'll have to see. Let's play this. British soldiers are signing off on... Let's listen to this British soldier. Hear what he has to say. They don't want to go to Ukraine and die.
It's been reported that British soldiers and British troops are signing off en masse. And basically what that means is that they're stepping down. And the reason this is happening is because they will not fight for Starmer and they will not fight in the Ukraine-Russian war, which is clearly a proxy war used to funnel billions into very, very wealthy men and women's pockets. And I think it's great to see it. Our armed forces should not be sent there to die in the name of some EU NATO movement. It's got nothing to do with us. So good on these troops. And also for the public, refuse. Do not, if conscription comes in, do not fight for this regime. They're dictators. They're communists. We will not die for them. We will rather be put in a nice warm prison with 3 meals a day. We're not going to minus 20 degrees conditions to be shot at by the Russians. Thank you, Starmer, for your offer, but we all think you're a prick. Anyway, I think it's very good that the army are doing this. Good on the boys. They're absolutely heroic in my eyes as it is. And we don't need to lose them. We don't need them dying in the name of this mad politician, in my opinion. Let me know what you think in the comments. Big up the British Army.
Well, I think that says it all. I can't imagine a draft in the UK, a modern draft in the UK to go to Ukraine and fight Russia. It'd be a complete and total joke. It'd probably be flying to the US. I don't know. Hitler's birthday is today. Adolf Hitler's birthday, if you didn't know it. And we've got this coming out. All kinds of stuff coming out. Ha ha. The sheer number of this stuff on Twitter is rather entertaining. Adolf Hitler, the heareth, here, this is Carl Rattle, Radel, I don't know how it's pronounced, R-A-D-L, on X. Adolf Hitler, the hero of the 20th century, was born 136 years ago today in Brno am Inn. While he remains one of the most lied about men in history, he is ever increasingly emerging from the hatred that surrounds him as the greatest man who has ever lived. There you go. The greatest man who ever lived. What do you guys think? Yeah. Now, this, you know, hold on. We'll watch this. I'll comment. The religious ideals of the Third Reich. We'll watch this and comment. I think this is from the History Channel, though, whoever sent this in. I don't know if it's something that... I don't think we've had a genuine mainstream person that you could trust looking at all the different religious ideals and the goings-ons in the Third Reich. Usually it's just they were pagan, they were atheists, they were heathens, they were anti-Christian, or you have some saying they were strictly Christian. I don't know. There was a mix. There was a collage of things going on.
Today, Rosenberg proclaims, a new mythos is dawning, the mythos of the blood, the belief that the godly essence of man himself is to be defended through the blood. The Nordic race represents the mysterium which has overthrown and replaced the old sacraments. Already in the rituals of the Hitler Youth, the Christian Gospels have been replaced by readings from Mein Kampf. In the League of German Maidens, the compulsory youth organization for girls, the religious rites of a mythical Aryan past are reenacted. The sun-wisped swastika is carried in procession. The loom of fate and destiny of Nordic legend is woven once more. By 1939, the very word Christmas has been banned from official use.
Is that true? I think that's a controversial statement that they banned the word Christmas. I think that's bullshit.
In children's books, there are no references to Christ, to angels, or to shepherds. Instead, there are emissaries of nature and the power of the sun. Concerted efforts are being made to convert Christmas into a festival of light.
Twerking for AH? Yeah, there was all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I thought it was BS.
In the National Social...
Yeah, it's Yule. Yeah.
...calendar, the summer solstice has become an official...
This is propaganda, I think, from the History Channel.
...holy day. The swastika is revered as the sign of the sun and of creation.
It kind of was for eons.
Ceremonial fires are lit all over the Reich.
Yeah, they always like to exaggerate the amount of paganism, but it was clearly there, but it was based on German tradition.
In nocturnal rituals, fire incantations are recited by the assembled worshippers of the new Nordic faith.
The new Nordic faith. There's no new Nordic faith. Yeah, that's BS. Everything. There's never been an honest job looking over the Third Reich and religion anywhere near mainstream. Yeah, it lacks any nuance. It's bad propaganda, that's for damn sure. Let's see if this is bad propaganda. Alex Jones had on Dark Journalist. I haven't listened to Dark Journalist in quite a long time. Let's see here. United States secret space program already landed on Mars. Oh, God. We got to hear this. We're going to listen here for a minute. Let's see what Alex Jones had on Dark Journalist, Daniel List. Let's listen to this for a second. Let's see if anything entertaining here. All right. We got Dark Journalist on Alex Jones. And this is the last clip of the day.
By the time you get to Kennedy, he's up there thinking, I'm building things into freedom. I am creating a whole new paradigm. And then when he's removed, there's a gigantic hush around that. We go to the moon, we follow up on all that, and then there's a couple more missions, and they cut it out.
Well, at least he's not a flat earther.
Completely. Even though, according to Gordon Cooper, who's one of the most celebrated astronauts, they had a mission to go to Mars, and he was asked by Wernher von Braun to take us to Mars to command that program. One day, someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, don't mention this ever again. In my opinion, they went to Mars. They already have landed on Mars.
All right, what's this? That's just a lead-in?
Involved in the space program. JFK was the pinnacle of the space program in that period. And President Kennedy wanted to share that and go on a joint moon mission with the Russians at the time. That is the nature of the problem, because he wanted to share that information. Now, it's quite fascinating, because Katsios, in that comment that came up, or Kurtzios, he made a very interesting comment, which he started to talk about the X-15. Well, the X-15 was developed by Walter Dornberg.
And you said that a month ago before he gave his speech a few days ago, saying it was just chase UFOs. And you literally, it's like that 2-minute clip, each 5 seconds, it's a whole coded message.
It is. It is. And it's right on the money. We did it right on this program. And you and I were talking about the X-15 and Dornberger. Well, Dornberger had access then to the X technology. Can you imagine how...
Now, Dark Journalist believes that he wants total disclosure by what technology the U.S. has. U.S. has its hands on, and he believes that one of the groups in the Kennedy assassination, basically, one of the particular groups, had an axe to grind with Kennedy because he was going to share space information with the Soviets or something along those lines.
Far ahead.
That's just what he thinks.
They are now with this. The X-15 was still the fastest space plane up until a few months ago, and that thing was developed in 1960. And it was developed specifically for the purpose of chasing UFOs for study and for capture. So, you know, they've been on the money with this for a long time. Here's what's interesting to me when we look at it. The problem is, when you go back into that history...
I know very little about this plane, by the way.
...historical record. Where's the thread directly from this very hidden group into what we're looking at now? That gets right into the heart of the false UFO threat that they've been pushing through these counterintelligence agencies, these CIA people who come out and say, I'm a whistleblower, and all the rest of it. That's what they're trying to do, because they've been covering up the UFO file. They have been covering that up for 8 decades or more. Now they're ready to roll out their version of the story, and they need a story that goes with it, and you're going to have heroic CIA people fighting these devils from space.
Heroic CIA people fighting devils from space. That'll be a fun morning.
I mean, that's about as farcical as you can get. The truth is, there's been a group there that's been developing in the background a very exotic technology that does mess with time and space. Trump and his science director are absolutely correct in that regard. That's exactly what it does. As a matter of fact, some of the people that they've sent in to interact with various craft retrievals and things that they've hit on are astronauts who said that when they were working on the stuff, they would see things like their relatives who had passed on stuff. What kind of technology?
Yeah, someone says Jones only covers this angle so he can talk about Nazis.
He is that. So, you know, you're in a totally different kind of Twilight Zone version of that world, and yet it's real. And this is why we get to the heart. If you go through that history, you know, people like Forrestal, the Secretary of Defense, getting thrown out a window at Bethesda, because they were so compelled emotionally by the experience that they had, they wanted to share that information, have the culture move forward with it. That whole thing was blocked down hardcore. We'd just gotten out of World War II, and they wanted secrecy to be the rule of the day. By the time you get to Kennedy, he's up there thinking, I'm building things into freedom. I am creating a whole new paradigm. And then when he's removed, there's a gigantic hush around that. We go to the moon.
Yeah, he does have that Men in Black. He's wearing the black suit. And I don't know what his angle is, but he does purity spiral. If someone's worked for the CIA or whatever, he says they can't be a part of disclosure because they can't ever be trusted. And he's got his own angle. I'm not sure what it is, though.
Follow up on all that, and then there's a couple more missions, and they cut it out completely, even though, according to Gordon Cooper, who's one of the most celebrated astronauts, they had a mission to go to Mars, and he was asked by Wernher von Braun to take us to Mars to command that program. One day, someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, don't mention this ever again.
What's up, Rebel, the racist race car? You're asking a very good question, Jew and black. I don't know if he's Daniel List. He could be Jewish, part Jewish. I don't know.
In my opinion, they went to Mars.
It's hard to say because to white nationalists, everyone suspect looks Jewish.
Have landed on Mars. Now, here's an interesting thing. 50 to 60 years is about the way.
I don't know that he's making shit up. He generally has, when he says something, here's the thing about this guy, this dark journalist that has become a very large sensation in the alternative news. He's very big. He's got a lot of subs, thousands, does very well. When he says something, he generally has the receipts. He's going to have evidence. He's going to have a lot of evidence, unless he says he's speculating, but he generally has a lot of evidence, a lot of documents behind some of the different things he says. So,
wave of things that we find out about that already took place. And I have good examples for this. For example, the NRO is this incredible secret satellite observation station committee and this group inside the government that was inaugurated in 1961, and yet the public didn't find out until 32 years later. So the National Reconnaissance Office wasn't even known. Well, what offices are active right now in relation to a secret space infrastructure that we don't know anything about? This is the nature of the problem, and this is why, in a sense...
Well, he definitely has never talked about the Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination, and he's an authority on the Kennedy assassination, so that's a very good point. He's never once talked about Israel.
Society has developed a kind of schizophrenia because the person on the public level does not get the same information.
This is an important point he makes, though. Hold on here. I've heard him make this point before.
Doesn't even know. Well, what offices are active right now in relation to a secret space infrastructure that we don't know anything about?
He's talking about secret space infrastructure that we know nothing about that use trillions of dollars. This is a good question. There's something there. I just don't know what.
This is the nature of the problem, and this is why, in a sense, the society has developed a kind of schizophrenia because the person on the public level does not get the same information as the people on that deep level. And I think a little bit of that.
So basically, you've got one narrative going on inside at a very high level and another narrative going on among the public. And his basic point he always makes is that the technology is so far removed, is so far advanced, and that it's unthinkable to the public. And they don't even know how to approach it.
It has always been true, but now it's so overbalanced because of the explosion of the technology. They've reached a point with the exotic technology that it's absolutely life-changing. It changes the power structure on Earth, and it changes our understanding of humanity's role in the cosmos. That's a huge change, and they want to make sure, as these changes kick in, that they still sit on the top of that pyramid. This is the nature of the problem, and that is the nature of what we refer to as the deep state. Well, a very small corner in that deep state is this breakaway ex-protect group, and they have the most impact.
Describe what...
Myron Gaines is on Alex Jones' show. It's kind of interesting. So basically, he talks about – Daniel does specialize in X-Protect, but X is a – most people don't know that, including X. Like Twitter was changed to the name X, and X goes back to the original quote-unquote space files, X-Files, X-Protect, on and on it goes. So these are things he specializes in talking about. Disclosure or lack thereof. The idea that technology would be so far advanced. Well, typically they brought Wi-Fi out, 20, 30 years after they had it at the Navy, behind the scenes, whatnot. So they're generally 20, 30 years ahead. But their basic premise is with this next generation technology is it's so far that it moves the ball so far forward that they're like generations. That the separation between what's going on behind the scenes and the public, it's just like, I guess the ultimate conspiracy, is so far apart that they can't really digest it. That the public will never be able to digest it. Disinfectant, that's my take. They have no idea how to even broach the whole UFO topic without looking weak globally. Well, I think what they're trying to do is figure out how do we go into this type of technology and still keep control, because everything they do is about control, especially of whites. And they control us through conflict and scarcity. And scarcity would be the electric bill. Scarcity would be, well, imagine if you had a laser rifle instead of a shotgun. Well, you wouldn't need ammunition necessarily. Imagine a laser rifle that you would only need a new crystal, and I'm just making shit up, every couple thousand years or so. It's like something right out of the movies. Let's say it's that far advanced, free energy. Well, if you had some type of free energy, Tesla, you wouldn't need to pay an electric bill. There'd be nothing tying you to the system. There'd be nothing controlling you. And this is the general challenge with even the speculative nature of this technology. It's why they definitely shut down Tesla. The planet wasn't ready for it, and whites weren't ready for it, because they have to figure out a way to roll out the technology in a way to still keep control of us. And that's virtually impossible. So that is a kind of an intriguing angle. Yeah, and now, of course, even more, the big conspiracy is that the first great space program, the first breakaway space program, had elements of this technology and actually broke away and never came back. That would be absolutely hilarious. Christopher Columbus sails in and he's at war with the Empire. Yeah, who knows what's true? You have trillions and trillions of dollars missing. Something's related to space. Doesn't mean it's in space, but something has went on related to space. And Donald Trump, we have weapons no one's ever seen before. You know? Unlimited fuel. Well, that's definitely what the Germans were working on. They were working on some type of prototype engine. That's what they say landed at Roswell, was a flying wing, Horton Brothers flying wing with a prototype engine in it that did not need gas. Oh, that would be a shocker right there. Now, that, of course, is just a question. That is speculation, but it wasn't aliens at Roswell, that's for sure. Did our Hyperborean ancestors arrive via plasma transport? According to mythology, it would have been something down that angle. Some type of plasma rotations. I mean, 99% of the universe is plasma. Only 1% is solid, liquid, and gas. The question is, how vast is the 1% that we humans exist in? And how imaginable is the 99%? All crazy stuff. The whole thing goes full sci-fi insanity if you really dive into their current theories. Yeah, well, one of the reasons this has kind of piqued my interest back in the day is the whole idea that they were going to use technology to roll out a new religion and to fool people. And after COVID, it really is a concern because it could work on a lot of people. I mean, if you saw COVID work on a lot of people, this could work on a lot of people. If you had technology that was mind-bending and you were going to use it to mess with people, and that is another reason why I believe they wouldn't tell anyone. They're never going to tell anyone. Look at how whites treat weapons, at least white leaders treat weapons. You're not going to know about a plane that defies radar until it's bombing you. So we're not going to find out anything about this until the morning of, whatever that means. I think Columbus and the Spanish were driven by myths of a land. They knew where they were going. They knew exactly where they were going, and they knew where the gold was. But this is the whole scarcity angle. We're running out of this. We're running out of that. The earth is flat. We're running out of gold. And then they magically find a new land with gold. The problem is that there is no new land on earth, really. I guess you could mine the depths of the ocean, but you know what I'm saying. To really expand the banking empire, which is global, you need new territory. And that new territory is going to have to come from some unknown. It has to come from space, mining asteroids, mining meteor, even if you think it's going to be fake. I mean, if they did a proof of concept of a meteor mining, I would assume it's fake at first. So, Serbian government just used sound weapons on its people. Well, they've had that type of thing for a while. Yeah, what is free energy? Many don't understand that Tesla's free energy was only free because there was no way of measuring it and thus charging for the power used. In terms of laws of physics, it was extremely expensive, with wireless power inherently being inefficient. There's a scaling of it. There's a scaling up. There's how they would go about doing it instead of hanging wires. Hanging wires was very expensive as well, being telephone poles. there is concern about the technology itself, because the technology could be, in theory, used for a lot more than just power transmission. It could be used as a weapon. And so it's also very difficult to control this technology once it's out there. You know, LRADs. I still want to believe it's real. You can call it whatever you want. Tesla free power is pure sci-fi horseshit. He had a lot of interesting stuff going on. The one that I think was most intriguing was the Tesla howitzer, that type of thing. Using the Earth as a grounding to transmit energy, not unfeasible. I don't know how they'd go about it. I don't know how they'd go about charging for it. I don't think they're interested in going down that particular road anyways. They want us dependent on solar panels and stuff like that. But anyways, I'll be back on Wednesday, guys. Same time, same place. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and I'll let you know what's going on with Odyssey. And at any given time, make sure you follow Rumble. We'll be switching to Rumble, and we'll see what's up when the time comes. Mining comets for water while traveling through space. There you go. Commandeering a comet and putting an engine on it to travel through space. Be the ultimate spaceship, right? I appreciate you guys, though. Cheers. And happy Easter, and stay safe out there. Oh, I'll be back tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. or right around 6 o'clock with Mark Collette. I forgot about that. Mark Collette will be on tomorrow, so you guys tune in for that one.